yards per catch. Has also thrown 10 touchdowns on the year to 10 interceptions, but we've been able to watch him on tape a little bit. He can throw the deep ball, and that is where we've been very successful in terms of our cornerback and our free safety play. So something that we have to keep our heads up, and those guys are going to have to stay at home. I did get to watch them. They do like to do some picks, also some out and up, some double moves, stuff like that. So our cornerbacks are going to have to stay home and do their job here tonight.
Yeah, it's a big game for the Columbus. Two games to go here in District 6. They got Columbus Junction here tonight. They're also fighting for a position in those top four spots, playoff spots. And then next week we travel up to State Center to take on West Marshall, who's struggled a little bit this year. They do have a win on the books, but we cannot take any game for granted tonight. In particular, I know this is a very slim squad, 25 kids total on the team, but they have been a very well-coached and good team, as we saw on tape. Do want to recognize the 12 seniors that will be playing their last regular season game here on their home field in Sigourney tonight. First one is Denny Haynes. Also, Zach Mosel, Nate Sern, as we many of you know, he broke his leg a couple of weeks ago in the game against Mid Prairie right here in Sigourney. But Nate has been a strong supporter, great teammate, out there encouraging his teammates each night in practice and each game. Kyler Verstrait, also a senior, we will be honoring tonight. Isaiah Hahn, also. Peyton Crawford, the workhorse for that Sigourney Kyoto offense the last couple of years. Peyton's going to be playing in his final regular season game of his career. Another one is Peyton Uphold. Lane Boonder, another guy that we call a lot on defense, Micah. He is playing in his final regular season game. Keaton Weber, who does a lot of the kicking for us. Zeb Webb, who's been a big force up front on both our offensive and defensive line. And last but not least, I want to recognize Cody Cundiff, who came in, moved into the community early part of the year, and even though he's had an area or point of time where he had to sit out for a while, Cody has seen a little bit of playing time and been very impressive in those games that he has appeared. So we want to congratulate all these seniors on a great career. We want to continue to wish them success here in the last two final regular season games, Micah, but also as we move forward into the playoffs throughout the season. So want to also let you know that tonight we'll be honoring two of the Sigourney Kyoto championship teams. As you know, we've got four championships here in Sigourney, football state championships. Tonight we're honoring the 20-year team. The 1995 state championship team. We'll be interviewing Greg Hammes here in just a few minutes, who was a member of that and was instrumental in organizing the players to come back. We'll also be honoring at halftime those players from the 2005 team, which I was able to, I was back in the community and able to watch and enjoy the 05 team. But unfortunately, Greg, glad to have you join us here tonight on not only senior night, but a night to recognize a couple of our state championship teams, the 1995 team, which of course you were on, and the 05 team. I want you to take us back a little bit. You know, as I was telling our listeners early, I was not in the area at the time. They had shipped my tail down to North Carolina. I always continued to follow Sigourney Kyoto football. But take us back and share a little bit about some of the players on that team so that our listeners can recognize some of the names that were on your team, Greg.
Right. So, you know, just kind of rattle off a few here. You know, we had Brian Kitzman at center. We had Derek Miller at tackle. Neil Bumby was on the line with A.J. Freeberg. We had Eric Lyle at end, Pop Vinito at end. I was at spin back. Ryan Schaff was at tailback. Dustin Dobbins was at wing back. And Tim Flynn was at blocking back or quarterback at the time. And, you know, we had the quick cards. Greg Tremel was another one. And I know I'm forgetting one or two. You know what? 20 years has been a little bit.
Yeah. You know, it's...
Ryan Griner at defense there. And, you know, I mean, so we had a jam-packed senior-led squad that year.
Yeah, you certainly did. Now, share with our listeners your record that year, that 95 team. Tell us a little bit about how the season started out. You know, obviously we had the coach Howard there. He's notorious, known statewide and maybe nationwide, I don't know, but a wonderful coach, very good at motivating you guys and getting you guys ready and prepared each and every week for football. But tell us a little bit about how the season, how it all played out.
Well, you know, it was kind of one of them deals, the 95 team. Yes, it was a state championship team, but we had felt it was figuring Keota all the years together at state championship team. You know, I had an uncle that played for Sigourney Keota, and I remember all the Griners that, you know, played for Sigourney Keota. And, I mean, it was just the feel of the communities bringing us together, and kind of we felt that was on our shoulders to provide a state championship for the communities at the time, because all the guys before us had established that this is Sigourney Keota, and this is how we play football. We play to win. You know, and so kind of just start, you know, getting –
as you know, I've been visiting with Greg Hammes, the spin back off that 1995 championship team for Sigourney Keota. Greg, I tell you, we're 22 seconds away. I want to thank you for your time. I also want to thank you for organizing and bringing these guys back that have brought so much pride to both communities from a football standpoint. Let's enjoy a win here tonight and root these Cobras on so that they can move on to the Dome and pursue the same dream that you were able to live. But
thank you for your time.
Thanks again, Greg, and appreciate your time.
Go SK.
Go SK. There we go. So, yes, as many of you know, we got disconnected there for just a short period of time. Joining me now back is Michael Harmson, and we are ready for Friday night high school football here in Sigourney, Iowa. Well, Micah, it is your ideal football weather here tonight?
Yeah, definitely. Something I was talking to my brother Dan here just briefly about, and you might have heard me as I walked out of the shop as we went up to the truck, and I was yelling, boy, it feels like football weather. You couldn't ask for a better night to play on a Friday night. It's cool. It's brisk. There's a little bit of a breeze. But we should not have to worry about cramps tonight. You know, the guys are going to stay cool. Hopefully we see some fired up SK football players here tonight.
I certainly hope so. The captains are in the middle of meeting to see what the outcome will be in regards to the coin toss.
And the Cobras are going to receive and defend the south end zone, I believe, here to start the game in the first quarter, Amos.
So the Cobras going to receive again, just like last week. We will be doing something a little different this week. As many of you know, Dan Harmson has filled in a couple times here this season for his brother Micah. And Micah's absence, and tonight I'm going to take the headset off for a little bit, take the opportunity to watch my son just be a dad and watch this game, and turn the reins over to Dan Harmson in both the second and fourth quarters tonight. So I hope that you enjoy Dano's commentary here over the broadcast microphone. But we are set back deep to receive for the Cobras. Peyton Crawford and Jordan Albert, they stand on their own 5-yard line. Set to kick off is pause for the Columbus Junction Wildcats.
Now, I did see on tape there a couple times against Pella Christian, they did attempt an onside kick early in the game, so they are going to kick it deep.
Here's the kick. It is away. It's deep. It bounces once. Jordan Albert picks it up at the 20, at the 18, and he's brought down as he crosses over the 25, brought down at the 26-yard line. Cobra's going to take over. First and 10 the 26-yard line. Just underway here in Sigourney, District 6, Class 1A matchup between Sigourney-Keota and Columbus Junction. Griner trots in with the play. In the backfield, along with Griner, will be Wickenkamp to start the game here tonight. One receiver split out to the far side. Here's Griner with the handoff to Wickenkamp around the far side of the field. He's got some running room across the 25 and across the 30 and finally brought down around the 33-yard line. It's going to bring up second and about five for the Cobras.
A little different formation there. That time, Jake Wickenkamp in at tailback. Luke Peyton Crawford, a wingback that time, split a receiver out instead of a tight end. A little bit of a different wrinkle. We haven't seen from Coach Jensen here tonight, but does have some success there on that first play.
Wickenkamp now coming out to the wingback spot. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's Griner rolls out to the near side of the field. Now he's being chased. He's got some running room across the middle. He's loose. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30. And finally knocked out of bounds at around the 10. Nice job by Griner to make something out of what looks like nothing.
Yeah, great job, Luke, there. That time he rolled out to his left, nothing there. You know, we talked about that last night. You need to step up in the pocket. Did a nice job of that. Found a seam. Cuts up right up the field. Picks up a big gainer there. And first down and 10, the ball right about the 10-yard line, I believe.
And they're going to call it first and 10 from the 10-yard line. Griner, one receiver split out here to the near side of the field. Here's Griner. Griner with a quick hitter out here, screen pass, or out the flat, Peyton Crawford. He's on his feet, dances down to around the 6-yard line and then brought down. Not a whole lot going there.
Yeah, not a whole lot going. There's a yellow hanky on the field. I believe they're going to get Jordan Elbert for holding out there in his receiver position. Block in the back, or was that a hold? I could not see.
It looked like a hold.
Okay. That's what I thought I seen out there. So the flag is going to march him back here. Very, very unfortunate. They're going to start first down and about 18. First down and goal from the 18-yard line.
Yep. First and goal from the 18-yard line. So here's Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Wickenkamp split out in that wingback position. Here's Griner with a handoff to Crawford around the far side of the field. He's got a blocker out there in Applegate. Applegate lays a nice block, but swarmed up there after a gain of about six by a host of Wildcats from Columbus Junction.
Yeah, Peyton did a nice job that time getting the corner, getting a great seal block from Ben Applegate, and finding the corner, picking up about 6 yards. Nice play there on first down.
That brings up second and goal from the 10-yard line. Back to the original line of scrimmage. Albert comes out, split out here to the near side as well as Hahn. Griner in the shotgun. Here's Griner with the keeper up the middle and nothing going. Met immediately by their front pair of linemen there.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate that time. There was a little confusion between the guard and center on that trap play, and there just wasn't a lot going. It's going to bring up third and goal from about the 11-yard line.
Griner awaits a call from Coach Jay. .951 to go. Cobras threatening ball. Third and goal, from the 10-yard line. Two receivers split to the far side. Two here to the near side. Lone back in Crawford. Timeout taken by Columbus Junction.
Yeah, smart timeout taken there by Columbus, the coaching staff, Columbus Junction. A little bit different formation. We haven't seen this with Sigourney-Keota yet. Every time that we've been in this rocky set or double slot look, spread formation, Peyton Crawford has been playing a slot receiver. This time we come out in a pistol, and Peyton Crawford is the tailback behind Griner. They did call a timeout. We want to talk about it. Definitely another little wrinkle that, other teams are going to have to prepare for.
Yeah, I want to take this opportunity to recognize our sponsors, as we do each week. Vision Ag of Keota, also sponsored by Keota Veterinary Clinic, Zoe Edison Incorporated, Lyle Insurance Agency of Keota, Jerry and Rita Sheets of Keota, Fig and Elevator, located there in Keota, Fittito Incorporated and Showstopper Equipment, Benjamin Construction, Libertyville Savings Bank Branch in Keota, Town and Country Insurance of Sigourney, Angie Gretter. Here we are, back to live action. Here's Wickenkamp with the carry and stopped at about just dangerously close to the 5-yard line, it appeared to me.
Yeah, a little jet sweep action that time. Wickenkamp from his slot receiver came back and tried to cut that inside the tackle, and there just wasn't a lot going. You know, we'll see just exactly. They're kind of running a 3-4-man front. Not exactly sure what they're doing up there. We'll go back to the single wing here.
Back to the single wing. Griner in that spin-back position. Here's Crawford around the near side of the field. He's still on his feet and gets down dangerously close, but going to be held out of the end zone, and Columbus Junction will take over on downs at about the half-yard line.
Yeah, just fortunate we've seen that play a lot, just a little lead play out to Crawford out to the flat. Just doesn't have quite enough to make the end zone, so Columbus Junction will start deep in their own territory at the 2-yard line.
Yeah, deep in their own territory. So it is up to the Cobra defense to hold them now. Here's Colby in with the handoff to Ramirez. Nothing going. Going to be stacked up with maybe a gain of a yard, but not much more than that. It's going to bring up second down and long.
And we've seen a lot of different defensive fronts from the SK Cobras this year. This time, looks like we're going to come out playing a 4-3 type of look. Peyton Crawford is going to be playing a strong safety. Alex Schuster, Lane Boonder there as main linebackers.
Here's Colby under center again with the handoff up the middle again. And a short gain there by number 24, Bright. Brought down, picked up of about another couple yards. Going to bring up third down and long for the Wildcats.
Nice job, Noah Boonder there from his defensive tackle position. Also, Zeb Webb from his defensive tackle position there on the tackle.
One receiver coming here to the near side of the field. Colby under center, quarterback for the Wildcats. Here's a handoff again, and nothing going up the middle. Stacked up. It's going to be fourth down and long for the Wildcats, deep in their own territory.
Definitely punting situation here as Columbus Junction's pinned deep in their own territory. They do a nice job on special teams from what I've seen on tape. We'll see Jordan Albert's going to go back deep here to field this punt.
Now Albert stands on about his the Columbus Junction 35-yard line, now backing up a little bit. Here's Albert with the catch at the 37-yard line. He's got room across the 35 and moves forward and across the 30, 25, and finally brought down inside the 20-yard line. Great field position for the Cobras. 7:13 to go here in the first quarter, still scoreless.
Great. Just a little low line drive kick. Albert fields it perfectly. Catches a couple blocks from his defenders there and does a nice job scampering up the sideline. Gives us great field position here on this second drive.
Griner, Crawford, and Wickenkamp in the backfield this time. Griner under center showing that wing T. One receiver split to the far side. Here's Griner with the keeper. He's got some running room. He's at the nice move by Griner, and he's going to scamper into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Coke. Nice move there by Luke Griner.
Great job, number one, running the ball there. He does a fantastic job that time. You know, he showed us a little different wrinkle running the ball last week. He was more of a power runner, kept his head down. He was very patient this time. He had Jake Wickenkamp and Faith Brock and Lee blocking for him and did a nice job cutting that back against the grain, diving for the goal line. Nice job, Luke Griner.
Weber on to attempt the PAT. Griner on to hold. Ball is down, kicks up, and it appears to be good, and it is. So with 7:04 to go, they're in the first quarter. SK takes a 7-0 lead. Hey, want to let all our listeners know, text line's always open for it. CB's already got her going, Micah. Already got one in from Brent. He's down there in Kansas City. He listens in every week, and these last couple games, it's been fun listening, you know. I like it when our team is doing well. But that text line is 641-660-0616. Love to hear from all of our listeners. Sounds like they might be having a little problem. Some people are having a little problem picking us up here tonight, at least some people here across the state of Iowa. But, Brent, if you still got your phone handy, let me know that you can still hear us. Here's the kick by Weber. It's going to be taken by Columbus Junction at the 15, across the 20. Now at the 30, the 35 slips and finally brought down at the 36-yard line. That was Ramirez on the return. So Columbus Junction starting with a little bit better field position than they did on their first offensive possession.
Yeah, definitely. And that's somebody that we're going to call his number quite a bit tonight. Ramirez does a nice job. We've seen him last year just as a sophomore play that tailback position. Also returns kicks. He's deadly out in the open field. He's got some wheels.
Yeah, they're going to bring two receivers here to the near side. Split Ramirez clear to the far side of the field. Here's Colby back to pass. Going to pass this time. He's going to keep it and run. He's got some wheels. He's rushed quite a bit, but he's going to be brought down after a gain of about 3 yards. It's going to bring up 2nd and 7 for the Wildcats.
Nice job, Lane Boone or Alex Schuster sitting home in their linebacker position there. They're just spying the quarterback. Do a nice job of securing him to just a 4-yard gain.
So they're going to call it 2nd and 6, 6:32 to go here in the first quarter. Two receivers now to the near side of the field, still splitting Ramirez deep over to the far side of the field. Here's Colby back to pass. He's got a guy open and underthrows his guy. That's going to bring up 3rd and 6 for the Wildcats.
They do like to run those pick routes across the inside, and they're going to keep doing that to the guys. We're in man coverage right now. Our defensive backs are going to have to make sure that they're communicating well to the other guys out there and who's got who, because they're going to try to pick there on in man coverage.
Columbus Junction now sends three receivers to the far side, one here to the near side. Here's Colby rolling to the far side of the field, being pressured. Throws downfield and overthrows Ramirez. That's going to bring up a 4th down and long for Columbus Junction from the 40-yard line.
Boy, I like the way that defense looks there. Peyton Crawford's playing heads up on that first receiver when they go in that stack formation, and he just laid them out. There's a five-yard jam rule, and he took full advantage of his 5 yards.
Columbus Junction stands on their own 30 to kick this one away. Albert stands back deep on his own 20-yard line. He's got the catch. He's at the 20, the 25, at the 30, and across the 30 and finally brought down at around the 32-yard line. So the Cobras will have a little bit of work to do here, starting from their own 32-yard line. 6:05 to go. Cobras leading 7-0 over Columbus Junction.
We'll see if Coach Jensen continues to stay with the single wing formation. We've seen a heavy dose of Luke Griner running the ball here in the first quarter. We'll see if we get number 45 some touches here.
I'm going to have Dan Harmson take over here for just a minute after this play. Here's Griner with a bobble snap, but runs that 5-16 straight up the middle for a short gain. Going to have Dan take over here for a minute to check in with the station.
Hey, SK listeners, great to be back with you here tonight as Eric takes a look at what's going on with the radio situation. We've got SK coming right back out in a spin back formation here on 2nd down and 7. And it's going to be Griner coming out and rolling out the pass, misses one out of the backfield, still on his feet, lost the ball. Right down, it looks like Crawford was able to land on it right at about the 25-yard line. Just a little bit of hesitation there. Caught a little bit of blitz coming up, was able to make one move out of it, but unfortunately lost the ball back there.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate. Luke Griner that time just bobbled snap a little bit, tried to step up, and got the ball poked away. Peyton did a nice job covering that up. Not before it's going to bring up a 3rd and long situation.
And we got 3rd and 17 from about the 25-yard line. Just to see what kind of formation we come out here. Looks like Griner's going to be under center in that weak T formation. One receiver has pitched a wicked camp here. Cuts up, still going right about to the original line of scrimmage, and he's going to make it still about 4th and 9 here. Got about to about the 34-yard line. It looks like they're going to send out the punt team.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate set of circumstances. Luke just unfortunately losing his grip on the ball. But before something very bad happened, they do get this punting formation out, and so we'll see what Peyton can do from back there as a punter.
Crawford out to punt. Good kick. Looks like high kick going to land about at the 40-yard line. Going to roll ahead, and the Cobras land on it at about the 41. where Ramirez and Colby will take over with the Columbus offense. Good defensive series out of the Cobras last time. We'd like to see them coming up, really getting after the quarterback, you know, playing at the legacy, manned up in the wide receivers. Interesting to see them come out. We saw a lot of four wide receiver sets last time, so not afraid to air out the ball here. I talked a little bit to Micah before him. And, well, it looks like they're going to come right back out. He's under center this time, and so two backs in the backfield. Can give it off, 32 right across, and he's met by a whole host of Cobras. 32, Benitez there on the carry, and looks like he's going to be lucky to gain one. Met by a whole host of Cobras there.
Yeah, definitely. That was a little bit different look. That's a straight-up old double-wing formation. I remember the double-wing formation because we ran it in high school. You were, I guess, 10 years later, so you guys ran that spread stuff, but we ran the whole double-wing.
It looks like they're going to come right back out. Kind of an I form here with twins to the right side of the field. He comes out, fakes, bootlegging to the right side, got a man in his face. Oh, and a little bit of pass going forward. Number 11 pass there, but just overshot. Good coverage on the play by the Cobra defense.
Yeah, great job, Luke Griner. There on defensive coverage, he does a good job of jumping the pass route and just outstretched out of his arms. Otherwise, he would have picked that one off 1-6.
And they're coming right back out. Looks like back in the shotgun this time. We've got twins to each side. Takes a snap. Rolled out to his right again. Got a couple covers in his face. And this one's into the ground. Looks like he had to get the ball before he was taken down immediately. Great pressure up the middle by the Cobra defensive line. And we got fourth and about nine, and they're going to come back on to punt.
Yeah, great job by the Cobra defensive line. That time, great pressure. By a whole host of Cobras, Cooper Griner, Noah Boonder, Zeb Webb that time, bringing the heat.
We got 23. Albert back to return the punt. Kind of a line drive kick. Albert's going to field it up on the 20-yard line, taking off to his left. Looks like he's going to be wrapped up there by Nine Hernandez, right at about what looks like the 18-yard line. Looks like the 18-yard line where the Cobra offense will take care of. So, you know, pin back a little bit. We'll see. We haven't seen much. You know, we've seen Crawford get the ball a couple times here, but been just seeing now with a little bit of length of field to work on if we go back to kind of the old bread and butter and see old 45 get the ball here.
Yeah, you sure think we'd see a heavy dose of the single wing formation or possibly even that wing T formation.
Then they're right back out in that single wing. Griner with the snap, turns around, give it up the middle. And it looks like he's going up. Is that
Jacob Wickenkamp on the carry?
24, yeah, Wickenkamp.
Yeah, that wing back counter back against the grain gets a great full block from Lane Blunder. Does a nice job picking up enough for the first down.
That's right. They're going to reset the chains, and the Cobra offense comes right back out. Griner and right back out in that spin back formation with Peyton Crawford. There's a snap. It's going to be Crawford off tackle to the right side of the field. Cuts up. And he's got some room, and wow, looks like he's going to be dragged down, but looks like not before he's got a gain of 16 or 17, right about to the 46-yard line. Great pickup, just caught the edge and went upfield. Great pickup there by Peyton Crawford.
Yeah, Peyton Crawford comes gimping off the field just a little bit. He came down a little awkwardly there right on the sideline. I don't know if he tweaked an ankle just a little bit. It was kind of a nasty-looking tackle from the backside. So younger brother is going to come in, play that tailback position. Carson Crawford and Jake Wickenkamp's going to stay at that wingback position here.
Griner back in the spinback formation is going around. Got to give it to Wickenkamp back around, and he's got some room coming out front. He's got some room, and he's going to go 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Epte. Jacob Wickenkamp with the call there. Crawford takes one play off, and I don't think they saw it coming, but just a little give up the middle, and he caught one hole and was gone. Great run there by Wickenkamp.
Yeah, just that little wing back counter. We ran that play two plays ago. Just run it back the other way. Just a great pull block again there by Lane Boonder. I believe spraying him loose, and you know, Jacob's deadly when he hits out in the open field.
That's right, and we've got Weber back on to try the extra point. Up, low kick, but it's going to be good. I tell you what, the kicking game from the first time I was here has greatly improved. So, you know, one thing we saw, Crawford, a lot of these defensive, you know, I've seen a lot of Crawford on tape. You go back any week, so you get some different kids in there, and, you know, like, talk about just catching them off guard a little bit because they're used to pick number 45 taking them. We've already seen Griner take advantage of it in Wickenkamp that time.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, the teams do prepare, and they see Crawford's 1,220 yards on the year being the leading rusher in the district. And they think that they have to be accounted for him, but we do have a lot of weapons between Griner, Wickenkamp, Carson Crawford, just a freshman. But those guys, they run the ball with authority.
That's right, and we've got Weber lined back up on the 40. Weber. He kicked the ball off here with 2 minutes and 52 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Lines up for the kick. Nice kick. Looks like he's going to be fielded at about the 20-yard line. Couple of Cobras right there, and he's wrapped up quick, about a 6-yard gain on the return. Looks like a whole coast of Avery Moore, number 15, on grab the stop there. And
also on the tackle there, Carson Crawford comes flying in from his kill position there on the outside, puts a good stick on him. So it's nice to see those guys do a little better job here on kickoff team. We struggled with that a week ago there against Highland.
That's right. Kickoff, you know, it gives younger players like Carson Crawford a really good chance to get after it, you know, and get some good minutes and make plays. And now we said we've seen him a little bit at tailback, but it's good to see this kid. We've got the Columbus offense back out. They're in a high form with Twins receivers on the left side of the field. Steps back to pass right away to number 5, and he's going. Looks like he's going to be wrapped up about for a 9 or 10 yard. That's going to be one that's going to be close for the first down. That's Mena, number 5 on the catch. Looks like if he doesn't have it, he's going to be really close to the first down there.
Yeah, that time Griner and Wickenkamp, or Griner and Jordan Elbert there on coverage. That just a little bubble screen out to the flat. Well executed, half off the Columbus Junction there.
Looks like they're going to come back out. Right in a similar formation here, we've got, right again, we've got Twins receivers to the weak side of the field. Take a snap, and that's going to be Ramirez up the middle. Knees right down for about what looks like a gain of 3 on the play.
Nice job, Cooper Griner there from his defensive end position. Also in on the tackle, Lane Boonder, 54, doing a heck of a job from his linebacker position here to start here in the first quarter.
That's right. They're looking at that. We've seen a lot more of that I form look here. You know, I mean, it kind of gives them a varied look.
They're right back to it here.
Yeah, right back. Looks this time Twins receivers on the right side of the field. Here's Colby with the snap. He rolls out to his right side. He's going to go. Looks like, just an incomplete pass. Mena again the target that time. And it's going to bring up what looks like about 3rd and 6.
Yeah, that time they caught us in zone coverage. We're backed out of man coverage. Defense played a little zone. That was attacking right between the flat and that deep third. So nice throw in there by Colby, but before it wasn't incomplete pass.
That's right, and they're coming. A little confusion there. Looks like they're going to go back to the I form. We've got Twin receivers off to the weak side of the field. Colby with the snap drops right back to pass. Looks over, and he's rolling out to the left. It looks like he's going to keep it, runs across, and he's going to go right across the first down off to the sideline before he picks up about what looks like 9 on the play to keep the chains going.
Yeah, Lane Boonder on the pursuit there. Also, Luke Reiner comes and does a nice job from his safety position. I believe that's the position that he's playing tonight. He has played a slew of different positions there on the defensive side of the ball. It's not always easy to keep track of who's playing where. But does a nice job there to hold him from picking up anymore.
We've got Colby in the shotgun this time with Twin receivers to both sides. He's going to drop right back to pass. Looks over the middle, has a man. Looks like about a gain of 6. That's 26 Briones there, the big tight end with the catch, and he's going to pick up about 7 on the play. You know, they haven't been afraid to wait, throw the ball out here at all this first half.
Yeah, nice coverage there that time by Jordan Elbert. He does step up and give him a heck of a pop, but not before they pick up 7.
Same formation here. We got Twin receivers to both sides. Colby in the shotgun, takes a snap, looks over the middle, right back to throw again. Got a man over the middle. That's 24. Oh, and he dropped the ball at the end of there. It was 24 Bright, and looks like they're going to call it a catch. Nope.
No, great coverage there, Avery Moore, that time from his cornerback position. He steps up there, makes a great play on the receiver, and swats that thing away. It's going to bring up 3rd and short 3.
That's right. Be interested to see if they kind of attack the edge of the field. Had a little bit of a ruck. rolling out Colby earlier in the series. We'll see what the go-to back. Right, same formation. He's coming right back to throw. Got a man underneath that's right again. Catches the ball, comes under, catches a hole, and he's across the 30 to about the 29-yard line. Nice pickup, nice game going across there.
Yeah, that time SK defense just gave up too much. Playing a little bit deeper on that specific play, being third down and short, you would have figured they would have played a little bit tighter, but unfortunate to give up first down here.
And the Colby's back under center of that I form. We got twin receivers to the right side of the field. Takes a snap, goes up to Ramirez. Looks like he's got a nice hole and cuts across almost to the 25-yard line there. And they're going to look. It looks like it's going to be a pickup of about six on the play. Nice carry there by Ramirez. Got some tough running going.
Yeah, and there again, Zeb Webb, Alex Schuster, Wayne Boonder from their linebacker positions do a nice job of wrapping Ramirez up, but not before he picks up five.
You know, SK Columbus, you know, is not giving really a consistent look, so having to stay on their toes with going to a defensive front here, and it looks like we're going to go down to about the first quarter. We'll be over there. And I think Amos Griner is going to take back over here for you folks.
Well, thank you, Dan. We're going to have you fill in periodically here tonight, but I had to get a few issues worked out there on the stream. Apologize for that, folks. Technical difficulties somewhere back at the station that I had to make a phone call and get things kind of worked out here. But that brings us to the end of the first quarter. Sigourney Chiodo leading Columbus Junction 14-0. Micah, pretty well played first half for the most part on behalf of the Cobras.
Yeah, not bad. Definitely doing a good job of moving the football. But we do a punt once there in the first quarter. I know that's kind of being greedy on my part. I want to see turn those three and outs 2 points in a very, very unfortunate circumstance there where we mishandled that on that one pass play. But I haven't seen if Peyton Crawford is back in the game or not. He did tweak that ankle just ever so slightly on that one play. He is back in the game. They taped it up, and he's back ready to go here.
Yeah, Cobras faced here, Wildcats faced here with a 2nd and 5 from the 25-yard line. Cobras need to tighten the belt a little bit here and hold these guys out. One receiver split to the far side of the field. Here's Colby with the handoff to Ramirez up the middle, and he's going to be stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe might have picked up about a yard. It's going to bring up 3rd and about 5 for the Wildcats.
Yeah, nice job, Alex Schuster, also in on the tackle. Lane Boonder, Noah Boonder also in on that tackle. Those guys have... We've called their numbers quite a bit right now. That means the defensive line's doing their jobs, freeing those linebackers up to make their plays. Nice to see those guys stepping up and making tackles.
So 3rd and 4, 11:30 to go here before half. Cobras leading 14-0. Colby under center. Ramirez lone back in the backfield. Here's a handoff to Ramirez up the center. And wrapped up dangerously close to a first down. In fact, he does pick up enough for the first down. They're going to move the chains. Ball's now going to be placed on the 18-yard line, 1st and 10, Wildcats.
You know, we did get a chance to watch a little bit of tape there last night, Amos, on Columbus Junction. They moved the ball fairly well. Put up 14 points on Iowa City Regina in the first half, put up 28 in the game. They do have the ability to move the football, so it's a good test for this SK defense here tonight.
Yeah, 1st and 10 from the 18-yard line. Colby in the shotgun, backpedals, got a guy open downfield, and a pickup of about 7. Good coverage by the Cobras, just a wide-open receiver, but we cover him up there by Avery Moore.
Denny Haynes is going to come back on the field, I believe, for number 15, Avery Moore.
So Moore comes off, Haynes comes on. One receiver, two receivers split out to the far side, two here to the near side. Colby in the shotgun, backpedaling. Being chased, good pressure by the Cobras, and Colby just throws that one away, so it's going to bring up 3rd and 5 for the Wildcats from the 13-yard line.
That time, great job by the defensive line, just getting pressure on Colby. I believe Cooper Griner, Isaiah Hahn, also Zeb Webb there from his big defensive tackle spot, doing a nice job getting some upfield pressure on Colby there.
two. Receiver split to the far side, two here to the near side. Colby with a lone back in the backfield. Colby in the shotgun, backpedaling. Got a guy open and makes the pass complete, but he may be short of the first down. In fact, he is going to bring up fourth and about a yard and a half.
Nice to see our defensive backs playing bend but don't break, keeping everything in front of them. Haven't given up a big one. And right now, fourth and about a half a yard. We'll see if Columbus Junction sticks to throwing the football, which they've had some success, or if they decide to give Ramirez a chance there from that tailback position.
Going to tighten the setup a little bit with just a lone receiver here to the far side of the field. Colby under center. Here's a handoff to Ramirez. He's got some running room around the outside of the field, and he's going to scamper into the end zone untouched. So with 9:43 to go here before half, Columbus Junction scores. Sidney Kidd now leading 14-6.
Yeah, nice little play there just out of that I formation, just a little pitch play out to the outside. One receiver blocking out there for him. Does a nice job getting the corner, and there was nobody home. We thought that was going to be an inside run. Stacked everybody in the box, and he does a nice job racing at the pylon.
A little confusion on behalf of the Columbus Junction. Here's Paz on to attempt the PAT. It's up and it's good. So with 9:43 to go, Columbus Junction pulls to within 7 of the Cobras, now trailing 14-7. Here in the ball game.
Yeah, Columbus Junction had some success on that drive, throwing and running the football, much more so passing, but did get a nice run from Ramirez there to cap off that drive.
Cobras set up for this kickoff, back deep to receive. Jordan Albert and Jacob Wickenkamp standing on their own 15-yard line. Number 11, Paz, on to kick for the Wildcats. Kick is away. Going to be picked up by Albert inside the 10-yard line. He's across the 20 and brought down short of the 30-yard line. Going to mark it around the 27, so the Cobras will take over first and 10 from that point. Reiner drops on with the play call. Let's see what the Cobra offense can do on this series of downs.
Yeah, there again in the first quarter, I believe Peyton Crawford had two carries on the whole first quarter. So you got to be thinking we're going to see a heavy dose of 45 at some point here tonight.
Cobra's going to come out in that single wing formation. Reiner and Crawford in the backfield. Wickenkamp in motion, direct snap to Crawford. Crawford up the middle, and he moves forward. Close to a first down, picked up of about 9, is going to bring up second short for the Cobras.
Yeah, that time he actually bobbled the direct snap ever so slightly, does a nice job of tucking that thing away, hitting the seam fast, picking up 9 yards. Great running, and more of a north-south type of runner we've seen Peyton Crawford here the last couple of weeks. He's hitting that hole extremely hard.
Second and short for the Cobras, 9:12 to go here before half. A little confusion on behalf of the officiating crew. They're gonna call a timeout for official measurement. Just short of the first down by inches, so it will be second down and inches for the Cobras. Ball's placed on the 37-yard line. Reiner and Crawford in the backfield, Wickenkamp in that wing back position. And we are ready for play. Wickenkamp in motion. Here's Crawford with the handoff from Griner. Moves forward enough for the first down. Brought down at around the 43-yard line. First and 10, Cobras. 9 minutes to go here before half.
Yeah, Luke's doing a really good job with his fakes there. I even had a tough time on that play locating the football after watching quite a bit this year. I thought Wickenkamp had a nice job there.
Here's Griner and Crawford in the backfield again. Griner back to pass. Got a guy open downfield in Albert. Albert's got it. He pulls it in at the 30, and he's going to be
finally dropped down and around the 10-yard line, but a well-thrown ball by Greiner again to take that 2-3-step drop and lay that thing out there perfectly for Albert.
Wow, what a frozen rope. He throws that thing deep that time and catches Jordan Albert perfectly in stride. Very, very unfortunate. Albert got caught by one of them fast cornerbacks from the backside. Otherwise, he was off to the races. Great throw and catch there.
So first and 10 for the Cobras from their own 11-yard line. Here's Granite with a handoff to Crawford around the near side of the field. He's got blockers in front of him. There we go. Peyton is generally a pretty patient runner, but that time he wasn't waiting around, and he took it straight forward and is finally brought down at around the 6-yard line. It's going to bring up second and four for the Cobras. They can get a first down at 1-yard line. Greiner and Crawford set in the backfield. Here's Wittenkamp in motion. Here's the counter play to Wittenkamp, and he carries it down to around the one. It's going to be very, very close to a first down.
Great job again there disguising that little counter, a wing back counter play back to the inside. We ran that play very effectively tonight. We struggled the last few weeks running that play, but doing a nice job there tonight.
Greiner and Crawford line up in the backfield along with Wittenkamp in that wing back position. Fumbled snap by Crawford, but he picks it up. He stays on his feet and makes it in. All determination for Peyton Crawford to pull his way in for another score. So with 7:26 to go, the Cobras score again, leading 20-7 with 7:26 to go.
Nice job there that time. Peyton Crawford does a heck of a job. Picking up a fumble day. He's had a little trouble getting that direct snap here tonight, but does a nice job of bringing it in and then making about five guys, dragging about five guys with him to score.
Here's Greiner on the hold for the Weber kick, and it is no good. So with 7:26 to go, Cobras take a 20-7 lead here in the second quarter. We're kind of playing musical headsets here tonight. It's nice to have both the Harmson boys here with me. You know, Dan, you can do both sides of the field, so to speak, both the color side and the play-by-play. And as I said, I wanted you to come down tonight because I wanted you to fill in a little bit for me so that I could just be a dad and watch some football. And we're gonna hear more of you here tonight as this game progresses. But now filling in for your brother Micah as he takes just a breather here as we get ready to kick off with 7:26 to go.
That's right. Hey, and I'm glad to be here filling in wherever you guys need me. Great to hear you again, SK listeners.
Here's Weber with a deep kick this time, and Ramirez is going to bobble that one down around the 2-yard line, picks it up, and brought down at around the 15-yard line. Good coverage downfield by the special team.
I tell you what, most coaches tell them in that situation when the ball is going to cross the goal line, to let that one roll in and give you the touchback formation, but he decided at that bounce or the one to kind of pick it up and get a little bit of hesitation there, maybe catch him off guard, but it wasn't working out for him that time. They're going to start over. What are they down?
We're down around the 16-yard line, first and 10 for the Wildcats. Here's Colby under center with the pitch out here to Ramirez to the near side. He's got some wheels, but the Cobras are all over him and chase him out of bounds at around the 25-yard line. It's going to be just short of a first down.
You know, we've seen that with Ramirez. Once he gets out into the open field, he's got some speed, and they've got some speed on the team, and he can catch it. Surprised we haven't seen more of that. And, you know, he's no slouch. He's averaging just over 6 yards a carry on the season so far.
Well, yeah, Dan, you know, second leading rusher in the district behind our very own Peyton Crawford. He does have some wheels, qualified for state track. So he's a dangerous, dangerous football player. Here's Colby directly under center with Ramirez in that I formation back as the tailback. Here's the counter or the dive play up the middle, enough for the first down. So I believe that was number 24.
I think it was number 34, Fuentes. Just a straight give to the fullback right up there in the I form and caught him a little bit off guard. You don't see that upback used too much for that play anymore in this. So it can be a really effective play in this short yardage situation.
Yeah, so first and 10 now for the Wildcats from their own 29-yard line. Colby still under center, not in that shotgun. Two receivers sit split to the far side. Colby rolls to the far side, going to keep it, and he's got some running room, and finally brought down by a host of Cobras at around the 36-yard line. So it's going to bring up second and about four.
You know, Colby has been about his most successful when he can get on the edge, and it looks like, you know, he's got the chance to, you know, take a run-pass option in that situation, and that's when he's been most successful, is when he's got the option to get out there, and they use his legs to his advantage.
Colby stays under center with Ramirez in the backfield in that I formation. Here's a handoff to Ramirez up the middle. He broke loose. He got to the second level and then finally brought down there by, I'm not sure if that was number eight, Zach Mosel, you know, on that tackle.
And just a give right up the middle there, caught the hole at the right time. And, you know, thankfully for Mosel grabbing that player, we've seen the speed that he has, and he has the ability to break a big one, Amos. It'll be interesting to see, you know, with the running game, what the Cobras kind of do here to combat that a little bit.
Here's Colby directly under center once again with a pass.
That's a backwards pass.
It's a backwards pass, and that's going to be a big loss for the Wildcats. I'm going to take a timeout here once again. It sounds like we might be having some difficulties. I'm going to turn this thing back over to Dan and Micah Harmson. So bear with me, folks.
Dan, it's great back to be with here at ESK Listeners. Thanks for having me again here. We'll see. They've had a little success moving the football in the run game here, but we've got second and long with that backwards pass. Kind of caught him off. Caught him in a bad situation when you can't complete that. And it looks like Colby's going to be under center right back in that I form. Takes a snap direct right back to pass. He's got a man out in the right. Flats a little wheel route, and he's got some room, Ramirez does. And looks like a big gain of about 15 on the play, and he's going to be about 3 yards short of the first down.
Great job, Lane Boonder, dragging him back down, chasing that down from his linebacker position. A little bit of a mismatch on that wheel route. But Lane does a nice job of using his athletic ability and getting out into that flat before he can pick up a first down.
You know, we've seen Colby, when he has time, he has the ability to sling it. You know, it's just a fact of the Cobras getting pressure in there and really can do the thing. And we're right back into the I form here, twin receivers to the right side of the field. Colby, with the snap, gives it right to Ramirez there, and he's immediately stacked up. Looks like he's going to gain maybe one or two, and they're going to have fourth and short here.
Yeah, not quite sure exactly what happened there. That was a little bit of, I believe, a zone read play.
Yeah.
He faked there to Ramirez, pulled it back under, and picked up about another yard. Ramirez was hit hard in the hole, bounced back about 2 yards. Nice job by the defensive line, bringing some upfield pressure. Big fourth and a long one here with 4:08 left here in the second quarter.
You know, you don't see much of that zone read option there when they get under center, so a little bit of an interesting play call. Looked like that old QB follow, but just a little bit of either miscommunication or a different kind of a play call. Looks like they're going to take some time, and we're going to have a timeout by Columbus here on the field. Let's take a little bit here to recognize some of our sponsors. Brenneman Construction, are you in the market to build a new home or just remodel a portion of your home or existing building? Call Gene Brenneman. He and his staff will help you through the planning stages of the project. Brenneman Construction of Kyoto, a proud supporter of Cobra football. You should see what they saw. Call Brenneman Construction at 319-330-3576. And if you see a fourth and short call here with about 3 minutes and 55 seconds left to go in the second quarter, it sure would be nice to get a big stop by the SK defense. Get the ball back and possibly get the ball back into the hands of Griner and Crawford and pick up another score here going into halftime. But defensively, we're going to have to do our job from a defensive line stance. We're playing pretty good football in the trenches right now. Just got to have a little help from that from our defensive backs, and we're good to go. You know, the balance of Columbus's offense, you know, can be a little bit hard for a defense like this to take part of. We'll see what happens here. And they're going to go right back to that. Oh, we've got right back in that I formation. Colby with center, right to Ramirez, and he's at Met immediately, but it looks like they're going to be really close to the first down.
Yeah, his forward faucet progress is going to give him just enough for that first down. Are they going to measure?
No, they're going to call it short. They almost stopped there by the referees, but we'll take it. They're going to call it short, and the Cobra offense is going to take over from the 44-yard line, first and down, first and 10, Sigourney Kyoto. You know, it looked like he had it from our spot up here, and it's hard to progress.
It's hard to tell there. The ball's across the field, and great defensive stand there by the SK defense.
They're going to come right back out in shotgun formation here. We've got twin receivers to the right side of the field. Motion across, a little spin, and Wickenkamp breaks a tackle. He's going to come right across. Little bit kept on the jet sweep action there, and he's going to come across for what looks like a gain of about seven or eight on the play there. So nice little motion. They come out of the shotgun there, and the back coming across.
Actually, single wing with the slot formation, so it's a little deceiving, and it's just the same play. It's the wing back counter against the grain, picks up a good block, does his job, and picks up enough for eight.
Right back in the single wing here. Griner with the snap. Goes to Crawford up the middle. Missed the tackle, dragging a couple other guys with him, and he's across the 40 to about the 39-yard line, and he's going to pick up the first down.
Nice job, Peyton Crawford, just finding this hole. That was just a little off-tackle run there from his tailback position. Picks up a nice block. There is going to be a timeout on the field. A timeout, Columbus Junction, actually injury timeout, I believe, big number 77 from Columbus Junction down on the field.
That's right, and while we have a little bit of a break, looks like they're looking at his knee over there. We're going to take some time to recognize some more sponsors while we have the chance. While we have the chance here, we're going to recognize Vision Ag of Kyoto. Vision Ag would like to take this opportunity to wish the Sigourney Kyoto football team best of luck during the 2015 season. The folks at Vision Ag are there for you, whether it be custom application of fertilizer, anhydrous ammonia, or your seed needs. Vision Ag has what you need. They carry a full line of cropland into DeKalb Steep. Stop in and visit with Scott, Mark, or Chad to discuss your crop input needs. Contact Vision Ag of Kyoto at 641-636-2140. Now it'll be interesting to see what we got going on here with 3 minutes and 11 seconds left to give the Kyoto. We're going to take time probably to recognize a couple more sponsors in this break. Looks like he's going to be down for a little bit. We've got Keokuk County State Bank. County Bank is your community partner, your community bank. Established in 1884, Community Bank has locations in Sigourney, Gibson, Deep River, and Williamsburg. They also have a loan production office in Montezuma. County Bank is also the official game sponsor of tonight's game. Well, tell you what, we've got Amos Griner is going to come back on the call here. Are you getting some of the situation figured out there, Amos, with the radio?
I tell you what, getting a lot of text messages in saying we keep fading out, not sure what's going on. Kind of an odd night here tonight, but we're getting some of that. One score to report district-wise, Highland Riverside leading Eddyville Blakesburg in the second, 32-0. So, Highland putting up a good fight against Eddyville Blakesburg there tonight. Keller Christian blanking West Marshall 27-0 in the second quarter as well. So a couple district scores of interest here in Class 1A District 6. Here come the Cobras, first and 10 from the 39-yard line. Griner and Crawford in the backfield, but there is going to be motion up front. It's going to be offside against Columbus Junction, so it's going to bring up a first and 5 for the Cobras.
A nice little break for the Cobra offense there. Had a nice little break and make it an easy first down situation here with 3 minutes and 11 seconds left to see what they can do from about their 35-yard line.
Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's Moore in motion. Griner back to pass. Got a guy open downfield, and Wickenkamp just overthrew Jacob Wickenkamp down there at about the 5-yard line. Nice arm there by Griner. Just overthrew him just a touch. But there again, Luke looking real comfortable throwing that ball, more comfortable than we've seen out of
out of a quarterback here at Sidney Kyoto in a number of years.
That's, well, you know, you get a first and five situation a little bit.
Yeah.
Free play at that yard. It's nice to see him take a shot.
Absolutely. Great place to pull that one out of the playbook. Byron Crawford now here in the backfield. He was Wittenkamp. Here's a handoff to Crawford around the near side of the field. He's got running room and finally brought down, but not before he gets more than enough for the first down and drugged down at the 16-yard line.
That's
3 minutes to go here in the first half.
That's the Peyton Crawford we'd like to see. You know, just got upfield and got another cutback and took two or three Columbus defenders with him on down to about the 16-yard line. So just going out, the clock's still running here. We're down to about 2 minutes and 50 seconds left.
Leiner going to go under center here on this play. Here's Griner, rolls to the far side of the field. It's going to be a keeper by Griner. He's got some running room around the far side, and he's going to scamper in for the touchdown. Luke Griner from about 16 yards out takes to the far side of the field and scampers in for the touchdown. Cobras now taking 26-7 lead with 2:35 to go before half.
I tell you what, Griner's showing great patience as a running there. A lot of kids trying to get that outside play and just go for it, but he waited for his blocks to be set up and caught the right angle and ran it in for the pylon. The two touchdown runs we've seen for Griner already tonight.
Yeah, the Cobras are actually going to go for two here on this possession, try to get back on that even seven. Here's a direct snap to Crawford around the near side of the field, and he's going to dance into the end zone. And nice lead blocking out front there by number 10, Ben Applegate, and number 54, Lane Boonder, blazing a path for Crawford to trot that one in. 2:35 to go before half. Cobras now leading 28-7.
That's right. Nice offensive series for the Cobras there. We got to see a little bit of everything. The passing game's opened up for Griner here a little bit to go down the field, and it's nice to see that, but good to see Crawford, you know, get some good carries under his belt and keep those legs fresh and keep them going.
Yeah, Coach Jay doing a good job spreading it around again tonight, you know, with Wickenkamp, Griner, and Crawford. Not overusing Peyton by any stretch of the imagination, which is kind of good. You know, if they don't need to give him 20, 30 touches, that's probably a good thing because he won't get beat up that bad. Here, Ramirez is going to let this kick sail into the end zone. The Wildcats of Columbus Junction will take over first and 10 from the 20-yard.
You got to think they probably had a conversation with him taking the ball at the one that time, but he's going to let this go, and they're going to start the 20. You know, you talked a little bit about Peyton. You know, he's had a lot of carries, a lot of touches this season so far, but here in the last two games, you know, we've seen a lot from these other kids, and it's good for him to get rest from some of these players, and you said maybe even use it as a decoy at some of these times.
Absolutely. Two receivers here to the near side of the field, one out to the far side. Colby back in the shotgun and rolls to the far side, and it's got Mina open across the center of the field and brought down at about the 28-yard line. That's going to bring up second and about three for the Wildcats.
You have 63, Alex Schuster from his linebacker spot making a great tackle on there. Like I said, they've had the chance win the ball. When he's had time, he's been able to complete a lot of his passes.
Wildcats going to send two receivers here to the near side, one to the far side. Colby back in the shotgun. He's got a guy across the middle in and out of the hands of number 24, Bright, as he comes across the middle. Mike said earlier, they're probably going to try to hit those quick hitters across the middle.
You know, those quick hitters, especially on that slant route, is a hard one to defend, especially when you're in man coverage. You know, you can get going. If he gets inside, it's one where he's going to be open at some point in the play, even if he's crossing zone. So we'll see if they stick with the shotgun luck here with 2 minutes left.
2 minutes to go here in the first half. Two receivers over to the far side. Colby now under center. Here's a handoff to Ramirez, and he's got some running room, and he's loose. He's at the 50, and finally, he's at the 30. He's going to take this one all the way to the house. Nice run by Ramirez with a minute 46 to go. Just a mental breakdown there by the Cobras on defense to allow Ramirez to take that one 70 yards for the touchdown.
That's right. Mosel had a beat on him there coming back, but he's able to fake one way and cut back across and kind of left three Cobra defenders there hanging. You know, so great pickup, great run from in. Like we've seen, he's got speed when he can get out of the open field.
Yeah, without a doubt. Minute 46 to go, so they strike fairly quickly and draw this one to within a couple scores. Here's Paz on to attempt the field goal, the extra point. It's up and good. So with a minute 46 to go, Cobras now lead 28-14, a minute 46 to go before half.
That's right. Well, give the SK offense here a chance to kind of grind some clock and pound the ball out of them. You know, give them a chance to put one more score on the board before halftime. Hopefully, left them enough time here with a minute and 46 seconds. And we've seen the ability to grind it, open up, and throw the ball if need be. And we all know they have the ability to break off a big play in the run game.
Yeah, you know, by rolling back and throwing the ball, we're keeping them a little more honest up front as well to open things up a little bit for that run. So, you know, Coach Jay, he's kind of spreading it around a little bit here tonight, both passing and running. And hopefully we can get that one back because that one hurt there as we close out this first half of this ball game.
You know, that was one of Micah's keys to the game. And with free game, we talked about is eliminating those big plays. You know, teams with speed like this, you know, have the capability to hit those big plays and put them back in the game when you're even, you know, when you think you've got them done.
Back deep to receive for the Cobras are Abert and Wickenkamp. Kind of a swoop kick by number two, McGill. And the Cobras jump on it at about the 34-yard line. They'll take over first and 10. But they have about 66 yards to go to pay dirt here with a minute 42 to go.
That's right. Bounced off McGill there, and kind of the ball was in the open field. But luckily, one of the Cobra upbacks jumped on the ball there before Columbus could get to it. First and 10. We'll see kind of what they do with a minute and 40 seconds left here and what formation they're going to come out in.
And Griner trots onto the field with the play call. Going to bring Albert here to the near side of the field along with Hahn. Griner in the backfield along with Wickenkamp. Here's Griner, rolls back to pass. He's got Wickenkamp, and just overthrows. Just a little too high for Jacob. Had a big old lineman coming in. Griner had to loft that one up a little more than probably he would have liked to have.
That's right. Wickenkamp had a nice little rub route coming out in the open field and had a lot of room, but Luke had some pressure in his face and just got a little bit too much in there. So we'll see what kind of play call they come back here. We know the passing game is there if they can just rein it in a little bit.
So Griner and Crawford are going to be in the backfield as the lone backs. Wickenkamp split out here in the wingback spot. Here's a handoff to the near side by Crawford. Crawford cuts it back. He's still on his feet across the 40 and finally dropped down as he gets across the 45. And going to have enough for the first down. Minute 27 to go before half. Nice play there. Nice, tough running effort by Crawford.
Tell you what, Peyton got hit around the line of scrimmage and really was able to power through that first tackle there and pick up the first down.
Griner and Crawford still in the backfield in that single wing set. Here's the counter to Wickenkamp, and he crosses over the 50 and finally drug down at around the 48. Not much going there on the counter play.
So we saw a direct snap to Peyton that time. He's had a little bit of a hard time handling onto that snap, and here's Jacob Wickenkamp slipping off the field a little bit. He's a little banged up.
Yeah, I don't know if he came down on his ankle just a little awkward or what happened there, but he is just limping just a bit. So the Cobras take a timeout with a minute 14 to go, leading this game 28-14, minute 14 to go before half. Dano, you got a couple more sponsorships for us?
That's right. Stop Fagan Elevator would like to wish the Sigourney Kyoto football team success on the 2015 season. Fagan Elevator, for all your grain merchandising needs, contact Larry or Dave at Fagan Elevator, 641-636-3089. Lyle Insurance, it takes everyone working together to build a strong community. Local families have depended on Lyle Insurance and Grinnell Mutual for quality insurance protection and friendly service for decades. We live where you live, and we are proud to call many of our customers friends and neighbors. You can depend on us to be here when you need us. Call Jerry Reed Sheets today at 641-636-3771 for a quote on your insurance needs.
Here's Griner in the shotgun. Two receivers to the far side, one here to the near side. Griner back to pass. Got a screen pass. Oh, and just overthrows Crawford on that screen pass to Peyton Crawford.
That's right. And, you know, he had a good look on the screen pass, but one of the linebackers actually did a good job by staying home and must have seen that one on tape because he was right there to meet Crawford, even if he had the chance to catch the ball. So we're going to see about third and six here with a minute 10 left.
big play here for the Cobras. Going to spread two of them out here to the near side and two to the far side of the field. Crawford, the lone back in the backfield, stands back about 8 yards. Here's a handoff to Crawford, and he's brought down immediately. He might have lost a yard, maybe a yard and a half on that play. So it's going to bring up fourth down with a minute to go here. Timeout, Columbus Junction, with about a minute to go before half.
I tell you what, 52, Andrew King was the same linebacker that broke up that last screenplay and made the stop there. He did a good job wrapping up Peyton, coming to try to get. So big fourth down here with about a minute left for the Cobras.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this will bring up a punting situation or not, but Dan, you've got some sponsorship.
That's right. We'd like to recognize KB Auto Plus, KB Auto Plus Discount Avenue. They are the original Straight Talk, Straight Answers, and Straight Deal guys. For a full selection of cars, trucks, or SUVs, contact the sales staff of Tabitha Stone, Justin Johnson, or owner Kelly Bryant. KB Auto would like to wish the Sigourney-Dakota Cobras good luck on the 2015 season.
We are in a punting situation here for the Cobras, 4th and 7 from the 49-yard line of the Wildcats. Peyton Crawford stands on his own 40-yard line to knock this one away. Here's Griner back to pass, and oh, Luke, you just threw that one.
We saw a fake look out of the punting situation. I don't know if one of the receivers looks like they got held off the line of scrimmage, and Luke had him open, but looks like the Columbus offense is going to take over at the 49 with about 55 seconds left.
This is where the defense is going to have to tighten their belts and make something happen and definitely keep an eye on number two.
That's right. You'd hate to see a series like the last one, especially after having the opportunity to put this one away here in the first half.
Reiner and Moore go out with Ramirez as he splits to the far side. Here, it's up in the air, and that's going to be intercepted by Avery Moore, and he's on his feet. He's across the 45 and finally drug down at about the 48-yard line, so the Cobras are going to take back over control of the ball with 42 seconds left.
That's one of the first inaccurate passes we've seen from Colby all night, but Avery Moore right there for the overthrow picked it off, and the Cobras going to get another chance with 42 seconds left to try to grind this one out and hopefully pick up a score.
Yeah,
Columbus, at the end of the half.
Columbus Junction going to their go-to guy, number two, Ramirez. And, you know, we were just back. We had Luke Griner and Avery Moore back there defending. And he threw it right into Moore's hands. And Avery with a nice return back to almost where we were on that fake punt. Here's Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Wickenkamp in motion, handoff to Crawford, and he's dropped down in the backfield. Not much going. They definitely got Peyton's number tonight.
That's right. I mean, Peyton's broke free on a couple of those, and they're going to go no huddle offense right back here. Use a lot of those timeouts. So here we go, right back.
Griner under center. Here's the pitch to Wickenkamp. Wickenkamp, Hanson gets across the 50. And finally brought down at around the 42-yard line. And Coach Jay is going to call, I believe, his final timeout here before half. He's going to bring up third down and about 5 for the Cobras.
A little bit of an interesting look there on that no-huddle play. Wickenkamp came back and caught it across the middle there. So we'll see what Coach Jay wants to do coming out. 14 seconds left. Just give us have a time to take a couple shots to the end zone. We know Griner has the arm to get it there. So we'll see if they take to the air or maybe with no timeouts, you'd like to see a little bit of a passing situation here, obviously.
I want to remind our listeners that we may have a slightly extended halftime as a result of our honoring of the 95 and 2005 state championships teams here tonight in Sigourney at halftime. But as always, we will bring you up to speed on scores from around our listening area.
So here comes the SK offense right back to see. Try to hopefully put something on the board here before the half.
Yeah, Griner and Crawford stand together in the backfield. Here's the direct snap to Crawford. Crawford is going to throw it downfield. Caught. Back on, I believe. at the 25. So Cobras playing hurry-up offense here with 8.6 seconds to go. Reiner and Crawford,
they're either going to have to spike the ball here or just hurry up and try to get a play call off at the line.
Here's Reiner and Crawford, and Reiner spikes the ball with 5.1 seconds to go here before half. More than likely, probably a passing situation, Dano.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you've got about 25 yards to go, and you've got one chance here with 5 seconds left to try to punch it in. It's good to see them get some initiative and try to get a score back after letting that big one go to Ramirez.
Yeah. Coach Jay talking it over with Griner. In comes Avery Moore. Out comes Ben Applegate. Sure would be nice to get this one back. Cobras leading 28-14. 5 seconds to go before halftime. Reiner in the backfield along with Crawford. Two receivers split to the far side, two here to the near side. Reiner backpedals. Here's Reiner. Throws it to Crawford. Crawford's at the 15. He's at the 10, and he's in for the score. Crawford in for the score. Finally, for the first time, we've done to somebody what people have done to us for the last 3 years. We score with very few seconds to go before halftime. Nice, nice job by Griner to Crawford on that play.
Nice little route to Crawford just on the side. Everyone just look at that field and I'm right there. And Peyton with pure determination breaking about three tackles there with 10 yards to go and got it in. What a great play as time ran out for the Cobra offense.
Griner on to hold. Weber on to kick. The ball is down. The kick is no good. Another low kick. Could have been something with the hold there, but as we approach halftime, the Cobras take a 34-14 lead into the locker room. Nice way to end this first half. Well, Dano, it wasn't pretty all half, but enough offense here to build a 20-point lead here over the Wildcats.
That's 34-14 in favor of the Cobras over Columbus Junction. Just 2 minutes left. Me and Dan are going to touch on a few things here that we've seen in the first half. Another couple of score of interest. Washington ahead of Mount Pleasant, 14-6. Also, Iowa City Regina, and Cedar Rapids Xavier all knotted up. Actually, Iowa City Regina has now taken a commanding lead, 21-7 there in the second quarter. So that's going to be a game of interest that everybody in the state of Iowa is watching tonight. Of course, Iowa City Regina, the number one ranked team, five-time defending state champs. They're Class 1A. We know them well, being in District 6. A very good Cedar Rapids Xavier team up there this year. I believe they're ranked second in 3A behind a very good defending state champion Pella team. So that's going to be a good one up there, I believe, in Cedar Rapids tonight. A couple things that I guess came to my mind here as we wrap up halftime. The SK offense is doing their thing, whether it be on the ground, through the air. Luke Reiner looks very comfortable back in that quarterback position, whether it be running or throwing the football. Peyton Crawford, deceiving in the first half, hasn't had just any of those breakaway runs, still has a little over 100 yards there in the first half. You'd think coming out of halftime here, we're going to see a heavy dose of the same type of football, Wickenkamp, Reiner, and Crawford right away. Need to do a few things on defense just to shore up that big play. Give up 14 points, one of those on a 70-yard run of Martinez there. Breaks away late in the second quarter. You have to take care of the football, Ben, but don't break defense with their kind of speed.
You know, that's right, and you talked about earlier, and we'll keep on hitting it, a team that has the kind of speed that Columbus Junction does, you know, and that's just it. You got to keep your contain out there and make sure you wrap up and really just do a great job of bringing them down before they have the chance to break a big play. That's a way for teams like this who, you know, even if they get down, they're never out of it, but you got to try to eliminate that and keep them out.
Yeah, definitely. It'd take a moment and just talk to Dan a little bit. Obviously, we're fairly familiar with each other. I never dreamt that I'd be on the radio with my kid brother. But Dan was fortunate enough to play. They welcomed home these state championship teams of 1995 and 2005 here tonight. Dan played on the state runner-up team against Solon and James Morris there. And what year was that again?
2010.
Why don't you talk a little bit? We got a minute 55 here. The mental process of the last couple games of the year before the playoffs start. The focus of the guys. They have a lot going on in school. Just kind of go through that.
You know, and there's a lot of things coming into the end of what is a long season of 9 games, and really starting to prepare yourself for the playoffs. We've seen these guys doing a good job of spreading the ball around. I mean, nothing trying to get too out of hand, but really just. Get ready at the things that you know you can do and do well. At this point in the season, you've got to the point where you've had the ability to try lots of things, but here we've seen already lots of the guys different getting the chance to make plays. So and from a focus standpoint, it's just preparing. You get over those first few games where you're out there having fun, you get the nerves worn away, and we're starting to see it too. In this part of the season, it's really about, coming together team, knowing who everybody is and being able to focus when you come out there. And we've seen a lot of that coming from SK is, we've seen Crawford obviously has the success that he has, but guys like Wickenkamp, guys like Griner or Jordan Albert or even the younger Crawford stepping up here and getting some carries, and just knowing that, you've got faith in one another as teammates and really getting focused going into that postseason, really big at this point right here.
Yeah, definitely. Our old head coach, Coach Brand up there at Boyden Hall Rock Valley, used to say take one game at a time. That being said, we have a game and a half left of regular season football here in District 6. Big game here tonight, 34-14 lead at halftime against Columbus Junction. Another game against East Marshall, West Marshall up at State Center next week. Two big football games we need to close out before we can even start to talk about the playoff race. But right now, SK is in firm control of their destiny. Need to do things right from here on out to take care of business.
That's right. And we're going to see Weber off. SK received the football to start the first half there, and Weber's set to kick off. We've got Ramirez deep standing at about his own 2-yard line. So SK set to kick off the football to get this second half started. Weber with the kick. Good kick. Ramirez takes it at about his 5 on the right sideline going up. Got a little bit of a hole. He's got room. Misses. Breaks one tackle, and he's finally wrapped up by, it looks like, number 55, Weber, the kicker, right at about the 40-yard line.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate. That's the thing that we talked about a week ago. Our Achilles heel sometimes this year has been special teams, whether it be the PAT or our kickoff team. We need to do a better job of shoring things up there and giving our guys a chance for a little better field position.
Columbus spouting that double wing formation, gives it to Ramirez up the middle, and he's got a little bit of room, breaks the tackle, and he's running out, picks up about a gain of 11. Big hit there on the sideline by 15, Avery Moore. But they're going to pick up the first down.
Yeah, definitely. Avery Moore flying over top from that free safety position. Also, I believe in on the tackle number 45, Peyton Crawford, coming all the way from the backside to drag down a very speedy Martinez there, but not before he has enough to pick up that first down.
It will be easy to see. They're coming right back out here in what looks like right back in the double wing and to the fullback this time. Looks like another pick of a gain of 6, so they're going right down the throat here and just running the ball up the middle. So a little slow coming to halftime, something you got to wake up, get those legs going, and get the pass popping just a little bit to wake up the second half.
Yeah, definitely. Right now they're not doing anything fancy, staying in that I formation. That was just a little fullback dive out of the A-gap. Defensive line needs to do a better job of keeping everything in front of them.
Come right back out in that double wing again. Hand off this time to the wing back, and he's brought down just after a gain of a couple.
Falls loose
there at the end of the play.
They are going to say Columbus Junction does recover the football, but it did pop loose there momentarily, I believe, number 32.
Benitez, the fullback there,
on the carry that time.
So they've got about a third and five here on about the 44-yard line. We'll see. They've had good luck running the football right up the middle. And in this territory, I wouldn't be surprised to see them keep grinding out, and maybe they're in four-down territory. Right back out in that double wing formation. Goes up the middle to Ramirez, bounces it out, and he's across the first down. Going to take it about to what looks like 36, 37-yard line. So he was able to bounce it out and going to pick up the first down that time.
Yeah, nice run in there by Ramirez that time. I think I pronounced his name wrong last time, but nice job him bouncing that to the outside.
So they're going to come right back out, and good. They've done a good job just running down the football, come right back out. In the same formation under center, Colby with the snap, right back off, and we've seen a little bit of a misdirection there, handed off the wing back and the right back down to the other wing back, and came across. Looks like they're going to pick up still about four or five on the play, so a little bit of misdirection and nice pickup on the play.
Yeah, 48 double counter, I believe, is what that play is called. I remember running that one in high school a little bit. Double pull and just enough to pick up about 5 yards.
And they're going right back to that formation. Come here. Sweep to Ramirez. Bobbles the pitch a little bit. He's going to cut forward. Nice pickup on the but nice stop there by Peyton Crawford, number 44. Looks like they're still going to be about two or three yards short of the first down.
Yeah, right there. Peyton doing a nice job. Chasing that down from the backside again, showing his speed off. His elusiveness off to catch a very fast Ramirez from the backside does do enough to hold him to a third and two situation.
They're back in the eye form here. We got twin receivers to the right side of the field. Colby rolling out to the right side, looking for a receiver downfield. He's going to tuck it and run. He's across the first down, going to gain about three or four more across to about the 25-yard line. Nice pickup. You know, he's really had success when he gets to the outside. He's able to use his legs as a little bit of a weapon there.
Yeah, definitely. And that time, they're kind of picking on Cooper Griner's side from his defensive end standpoint. Looks like they're going to come back quick, right back in that double wing formation.
Colby, the snap going to go right forward. QB sneak. Not that hard immediately by Peyton Crawford, 45. Not before he picked up a couple, but he's going to feel that one.
You could hear the stands go, ooh, that was a big one. So I don't know if they'll call that QB sneak again right to number 45's direction.
And they're going here in the I form, Colby under center, takes a snap, gives to Ramirez, and he's going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage by a whole host of Cobras. Look like Lane Boonder on the stop there, and bring up about third and what looks like seven.
Nice job also there, Lane Boonder. Also in on the tackle, Zeb Webb, Noah Boonder, doing their job from that defensive line.
That's right. Colby this time in the shotgun. We've got twin receivers to both sides. Take a snap, drops right back to pass. Looks to left side of field. It's completed over the middle. Breaks one tackle, number five, and he's going to drag it in. That's going to be close. They're going to wave it just at the one-yard line. That was number five, Maina, with the catch. You know, great progress made up field. Luckily, that was going to be a little short time for that Cobra defense to tighten up a little bit.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate. Peyton Crawford actually missed a little bit of an arm tackle out there. They're going to go quick here.
Quick. Ramirez up the middle, and they're going to call it a touchdown. So good drive by Columbus there to start the half. Took a lot of time off the clock, but they were able to punch it in. So Cobra defense got a little bit exposed on one of those passing plays coming across the field, so they're going to come on to attempt the extra point here. Number 11, Paz, their kicker, to perform the duties. Lining up. Snap, kick is up. High kick in, it's good. So nice kick there by Paz, so I mean, what's something you can see? They've had a little bit of luck, you know, coming across the middle with some of these passing routes. What's something that you'd like to see the D-backs maybe change or maybe get play a little bit different to kind of eliminate some of those big plays?
Well, right now we're just playing a little bit soft back there, you know, giving a little too much cushion, right, playing that pass first, especially those cornerbacks in that free safety. So just got to play with some authority, make sure those wide receivers back there know you're coming. They hear them footsteps. They don't want to hang on to that football near as much. Need to lower the boom a little bit. Got to get some pass. We got to get some pass rush up front. Get after that quarterback. Right now, more concerning to me is their running game. They did a nice job grinding that out with just a 13-point lead here tonight.
That's right.
7:24 left in the third quarter, 34-21 in favor of Sigourney Kyoto.
And number 11, Matt Goss, to do their kicking duties. Pass. Looks like it's an onside kick, and the Thunk was lucky to grab. They met up in the huddle for quite a while before they went off, and like Amos said in the first half, they ran a couple of those, but lucky enough, the Cobras were right there to jump on it. So going to give them decent field position here right on the 45, right on the Cobra 45-yard line.
Yeah, we'll see now Griner and Crawford and Wickenkamp come back out. See if we stay in that familiar single-wing formation, and yes, we do.
And that's right back what they're out on.
Take an official timeout for equipment real quick.
Looks like he's got his shoe tied. We're ready to go. Snap, direct snap to Peyton Crawford. He's crossing. And he picks up a good three or four with the direct snap right there. Going to bring up about what looks like second and seven.
Yeah, that's something we haven't seen a lot of tonight. That inside run, off-tackle run, hasn't been there like it has been in weeks before. They've kind of been stacking everybody in the box. Got a six-man line out there right now.
SK right back in that single wing. Crawford with the direct snap again. He's going to the outside. Waits for his blocks to set up. He's across the first down. He's got a little bit open field. He's at the 30, 20, 10. Who scores? Touchdown. Peyton Crawford with right about a 51-yard run. Nice weighted. Great run there. Showing patience. That you see a great to see a high school runner showing patience there. Wait for his block to set up, and he was off to the races.
Yeah, definitely. Great block there set by Luke Griner, Jacob Wickenkamp, Ben Applegate there. Our lead block in just a play we've seen a lot. Just a little lead play, a little sweep play. He does a great job of reading his block, making one guy miss, and then off to the races, dancing down the sideline. Great run there, Peyton Crawford.
Cobras are going to go for two to try to even it up at 42 here. Griner with the snap. Looks to pass. He's got a guy in the end zone. That's going to be good for the two-point conversion. Looks like that was Jordan Albert on the catch, so they're able to even it up back in 42, and, you know, a nice little pass play in the gun, so... Good to see the Cobras respond there with a good drive and a big play from Peyton Crawford like we've seen all season, just being able to churn them out. Defensively, though, you can't give up. You know, we talked about the big pass plays, but Mike has said again, it's, you know, those 4 or 5, 6, 7-yard runs are going to do just as much damage in the end of things, especially when it comes to possession and time of possession and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. Great run capped off great drive. Capped off by a great run again by number 45, Peyton Crawford, having a whale of a game again tonight. So that should put him over 150 yards here, just 6 minutes 6 minutes left in the third quarter. That young man is having a heck of a season.
That's right, and it's 55. Weber again to kick off the ball. Nice kick. Ramirez is going to field it at about his 10. He's coming up towards the middle. Makes one man miss, going up. Comes across, he's across right about the 40, going to get dragged down, pushed out of bounds, right at what looks like the 41, 42-yard line. So, like you said there, a nice return again by Ramirez.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate, again, for the kickoff team of Sigourney Kyoto. We need to do a better job. We give too many times and time again, we've given the opposing team too good of field position to start.
Columbus Junction going to come right back out in that double wing formation. Colby with the snap. Gives it to the wing back. Right across. Moves across. Looks like he's going to pick about 4 or 5 on the play. I think that was 32. Benitez with the carry. So a little bit of different looks. We've seen him run the I form. We've seen him run double wing. We've seen him come out of the shotgun with a lot of different pass plays. So they have the ability to run some different stuff. Coming to the I form this time. We've got two receivers to the top side of the field. Colby with the snap. Goes to Ramirez on the opposite side. He's going to break a tackle coming across. Past the 40 all the way down to about what looks like the 36-yard line, so a big pickup by Ramirez.
But yeah, exact same play he scored the big touchdown on right there. It's just a little bit of a crossbuck play to the weak side and pull that backside guard enough to free him open, and linebackers are not reading it right now.
Into the double wing, Colby with the snap, gives it right back to Ramirez up the middle. He makes another one. He's past the right, brought down right at about the first down yard line at about the 28, it looks like. So another big pickup by Ramirez.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate. Right now our defensive line is gassed. Looks like Coach Jansen and Coach Johns are going to go ahead and take a timeout, talk about this, get his defense fired back up. Right now, Columbus Junction is moving the ball at will against Sigourney Kyoto, 42-21, 5:46 left in the third quarter.
We're going to take a timeout to recognize one of our sponsors, Education, Leadership, Character, You. At William Penn University, we give you the tools you need today to become a leader tomorrow. Student organizations, athletic programs, academic clubs allow students to take an active role in their education. Our small class sizes allow for in-depth, hands-on learning and a various degree offerings open the door for numerous career opportunities. As one of the most diverse private colleges in Iowa, the relationships developed and experience here prepare students for the diverse, globally integrated workplace. If you're ready to take the next step in your education, contact William Penn University of Oskaloosa at 800-779-7366 or online at wmpenn.edu. And the Columbus Junction offense got a second and one here. They're going to go to the I form. We've got two receivers to the strong side of the field. Colby takes a snap, gives to Ramirez up the middle. He's met quick, but I'm not sure if it's going to be enough for him to get across first down, and it is.
Yeah, just a little off-tackle play on the backside. They have a stack formation, stack slot out here to the near side of the field. It's a little just a misdirection play, off-tackle to the weak side. Does a nice job picking up that first down.
And it looks like they're going to go right back to that I formation here with two receivers out on the right, on the left hash mark. Gives it, fakes the handoff, and he's going to come right back around the end, Colby is, and picks up a good 5 or 6 on the play. So faked the handoff and kind of ran around the end there for a nice pickup.
Yeah, a little bit of a speed option. That we've seen that play earlier in the second quarter, a little speed option, and he's just going to take it around the corner and pick up about a long 4 and bring up 2nd and about 6.
You know, interesting scene, that formation run out of I form. Gives the QB not as much time to make a decision, but working for him. Here in the double wing, Colby with the snap, Ramirez up the middle, and he's met immediately by a host of Cobras.
Yeah, I believe that time Peyton Crawford also in on the tackle. Big number 50, Noah Boonder. Those guys are doing a good job up front right now. Trying to catch who's coming out. 64 is coming out. I believe Tanner Voss, 51, is going to come in that defensive end, just a junior there.
So we've got 3rd and 6 from the Cobra 22-yard line, back in the double wing with Colby under center. Takes the snap, hands it off to Ramirez, dances right, and he's across, and he's going to pick up the first down a little bit more before he's brought down at right about the 11 or 12-yard line there. Mosel with the stop on that one.
Yeah, right now, defensively, we're just giving up too much, playing bend but don't break football, but very, very unfortunately, 4 minutes here left in the third quarter, and Ramirez is running rampant.
That's right. They're going to go right back in that same formation, receiver to the weak side of the field, right up the middle. He's going to fake the handoff again there, comes across, and Colby with the keepers is going to pick up a solid 2 or 4 on the play. You know, like we've seen, they've had some success running that little option off the play there from under center.
Yeah, they do a nice job. Colby does a nice job faking that. Ramirez comes really hard into that hole. Our defensive end just needs to stay at home.
We're back in the I formation this time. Twin receivers to the strong side of the field on the left hash. Quick pass out to 5 Mena. And immediately read by Luke Greiner. That's a great stop. That play worked and kind of backfired before him, but they've seen it before, so Greiner was able to make the read and maybe pick him up for a little bit of loss on the play either. So we've got 3rd and 7 here with 3 minutes left in this third quarter for the Cobra defense.
Yeah, great play. Luke Reiner there reads that little bubble screen and does a great job fighting off a block and making a play.
And we've got what Colby looks like in the pistol this time. Rolls out to his right. Throws a cut. Got a man, number 5, Mena. And he's able to dance across for the touchdown. So just rolled to the right and caught him coming across. Nice catch by Mena for the touchdown.
Yeah, really picking on that other side of the field, Avery Moore and Zach Moser over top. They've really been picking on that side all night long, and then do it again, and then put up another touchdown.
You know, we've seen him have a lot of success. You know, whether he's coming back or whether he's got, I mean, he's got a good arm and he's got the ability to go out there and run it when he's had time. I mean, Colby's been a very accurate passer. So hopefully those guys get a little bit of a breather on the sideline here and get the chance to talk over a couple things. Before we're able to return the kick here. So this would be a big time for the Cobras with 2 minutes 55 seconds left here in the third quarter to put together a nice drive and put that lead they have back up to 3 scores.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we'll see a heavy dose of not what we want to see, but giving up 28 points just here in the third quarter. You know, it's kind of been a frustrating night for our defense. We knew that they had some ability to put up some points. Excuse me. But they've done it in pretty convincing fashion here in the third quarter.
That's right. Paz is lined up to kick off. And he is going to take this one. We've got a high short kick. And, oh, a little bit on the round. Rolled and hit. But a couple of Cobras were able to bounce on it right at about close to the 30-yard line there. So Pats caught him a little off guard with onside that time and a high short kick that they came close to this time. So SK offense is going to run back out to take the field. Looks like we got number 15, Avery Moore checking back in. Luke Reiner on the play call. Looks like they're going to come right back. SK is going to come right back out. And it looks like Griner with the handoff there to Wickenkamp. And he's going to go right with about a gainer 3 or 4. The SK came from that wing T formation that we've been seeing the last couple weeks there. They've had a little bit of success with. So pick up about 3 for Wickenkamp.
Yeah, nice run there, just a little off tackle. You know, as many guys as they're stacking in the box right now, you got to think you find a seam, find a corner, and they should be able to go to the outside. They're in that 6-man front again. That time Luke catches him off guard with a hard count. He's going to pick up offsides penalty against Columbus Junction. It's going to bring up a 2nd and about 3.
You know, we talked a little bit about things that, you know, at this point in the season that you're trying to iron out, you know, mental mistakes are one of them. So great job by the Cobras there, you know, being ready, getting that hard count off and enforcing the offsides call. Right back here in the spin back formation, Griner. Snap to Crawford, hands off to Wickenkamp, back across the middle, and he's going to roll across to what looks like the 44-yard line. Nice pickup for the first down for Wickenkamp.
Yeah, nice little double counter there out of that spin back formation. Direct snap to Peyton Crawford. He hands it off on the counter to Jacob Wickenkamp. That place has some success all night. Picks up another nice block from Lane Boonder up front.
That's right, and they're going to come right back out in that spin back formation. Snap right back to Crawford, and he stopped originally, but he was able to fall forward for what looks like 5 or 6 yards. So nice second effort there by Peyton Crawford.
Yeah, and he's running. He's running like a man possessed right now. He was stopped a yard deep there in the backfield, and grabs down, picks up second gear, and puts about 4 guys on the back. So nice hard running there by Peyton Crawford, number 45.
That's right, and looks they're going to come there. I'm messing around right back to the spin back formation. Griner and Crawford in the shotgun, direct snap right back to Crawford. Comes up the middle, and he's met right at about the original line of scrimmage, so nothing doing that time. You know, it's something they've been keying off a lot to those inside runs tonight so far.
Yeah, and their Columbus Junction is still sitting in that 6-2 front. You know, they're stacking 8-9 guys in the box. Sigourney Kyoto to throw the football. There hasn't been a lot going in between the tackles tonight.
This time, Griner under center. Taking a snap. We got a pitch out to Wickenkamp on the outside. He's going to cross, and he's going to have enough for the first down. Looks like a pickup of about 6 on the play. Going to put him right at about the Columbus Junction 45-yard line.
Yeah, I do like that formation quite a bit, Dan. Just a little split-back formation, a little pitch out to Wickenkamp. Get a lead, great lead block there by Ben Affleck. Does a nice job of following his lead blocker and having enough to pick up that first down.
That's right. You know, they've had some luck with Wickenkamp running the football tonight with, you know, so many people eyeing on Peyton. So Griner under center with the same formation. Looks back. He's going to fake. Roll to his right. Cuts back in, and he's going to run with the ball. He's across. Looks like he's going to pick up the first down. He's got some room. Makes another guy miss, and he's going to be pushed that close to the 20-yard line. So great decision from Griner to step up. Rolling out and make a move downfield.
Yeah, definitely. That time they sent a blitzing linebacker in Mena, and he's right in Griner's face as he turns around from his play action fake, tucks it in, steps upfield, and takes off downfield. Great read there by number one.
That's right. Griner's been able to make a lot of plays off those so far. Right back under center for Griner. Or coming right back, Crawford with a direct snap, coming across, and he's got some tough running.
Yeah, there's just nothing doing in the middle of the field right now. They've got 8-9 guys there in the middle of the field. That is going to round out the third quarter. So nice job there. Just not a lot doing inside the tackles right now.
Well, welcome back. Amos Griner took a quarter off there to watch a little football, and thanks to Micah and Dan for carrying the load there in the third quarter. Third quarter comes to a close. Sigourney Kyoto driving, leading 42-28. Pretty critical, Dano. You know, I was sitting over there with the AD. This 13-point margin of win is pretty critical. I'm sure you guys talked about it. We sit here with a 14-point lead as we enter the fourth quarter. It's going to be critical that the Cobras continue to push this ball forward and put another score on.
You know, that's right, and they got a chance here to do that within the, you know, in the 20. And, you know, we'd like to say thank you for everyone in the press box here for our sponsor tonight, Amos Griner, providing some pizza and refreshments for all of us up here in the box. I think Mike is enjoying some Pizza Ranch cactus bread right there back now.
So. Absolutely. Want to give a shout-out to John Moore, owner and proprietor of the Pizza Ranch. Does a great job a couple times a year, brings some pizza up here for those of us in the press box. Always nice for John to do that for us. A great guy, great community supporter. And just a wonderful person. He's out in Chicago. I had to do the long distance to get John to bring some pizza in. But here's Griner under center. Here's a handoff to Crawford near side of the field. He's got some running room. He's at the 10, the 5, and in for the touchdown. Aiden Crawford just like that. 11:52 to go here in the fourth quarter. Aiden Crawford strikes again from about 12 yards out.
That's right, and it wasn't much. You know, sometimes off those quarter breaks or timeouts, you catch the defense giving themselves a little bit of a break, and Crawford took advantage of that time, got the handoff, came across the side of the field, and ran it in there right there for a touchdown.
Yeah, well done. We'll wait to see. It looks like the Cobras are going to go for two again this time. Our kicking game has shown signs of brilliance and then signs of not so much brilliance. So we'll wait to see if we can punch this one in for 2 points. We got Knobs, Carson Crawford in the backfield along with Griner this time. Here's Griner with the handoff to Carson Crawford around the far side of the field, and he's in for the two-point conversion. It's good. So with 11:52 to go in the game, Sigourney Kyoto now leading 50-28 over Columbus Junction. Dano, now it's time. Two things. We've got to get our kickoff, our special teams kickoff team down to cover.
That's right.
And then secondly, we need a defensive stop.
That's right. You know, just saying, you've had a couple of sessions here to see what the Columbus Junction offense is doing. I mean, you know, you got a chance to make some adjustments, hopefully, during that offensive possession. You know, it would be nice to see them come out here and really get a stop. And if you get across that 35-point mark here, you know, get these kids a little bit of a rest, you know, that'd be a big deal. But better see it. So far the second half, they haven't had an answer for Ramirez.
Got some new faces on that kickoff squad here tonight. Hopefully they'll get down there and make short order of this one. Ramirez stands back deep on his own 15-yard line. It's a squib kick, this time through the hands of a Columbus Junction player, picked up at the 30, and he moves it forward and finally brought down at the 40, but a safe play.
That's right. You know, I mean, I think they saw the chance. They're giving up a lot of big plays with going to the ball there, so actually 15 Avery Moore was there, you know, to do the kicking duties that time with a little bit more of a squib kick, and, you know, Columbus Junction wasn't able to handle it right away and gave SK some time to go down there and defend it. It looks like we've got a Columbus Junction kick returner down on the field in a lot of pain.
Yeah, another Columbus, it'll be the second Columbus Junction player down tonight on a team that's pretty thin to start with, only 25 kids on the squad. So they can ill afford to lose a couple players here late in the season.
That's right, and they're sending the team back to the bench here, so hopefully they get him taken care of. So we talked a little bit, and you talked a little bit about special teams, things like that. You know, a big part, me and Mike had talked at halftime a little bit about, you know, getting to this point in the season, you know, getting ready for the playoffs, things like that. You know, you're definitely taking every game. I really think it comes down to a lot of, you know, trying to cut down mental mistakes, trying to, you know, do little things right and taking every game the way it is. You know, things like you talked about, special teams and you know, your kickoff team really doing a good job to, you know, make sure, because, you know, especially teams like this, you don't want to give a bunch of, you know, great field position or anything else. So, they're finally getting number 57, and he's going to jog off the field. So, looks like he's going to be okay. Amos got a little bit of score updates over here, it looks like, for us.
Yeah, Albia starting to pull away from Prairie City Monroe, 28-0. That in the third quarter now. So, we'll try to keep you abreast of some of the scores from our area. Sheriff, another streaming team, being just crushed tonight by Carlisle. Carlisle must have a pretty good team because I know Sheraton's got a pretty good team. They're down 42-7 in the third quarter. Well, here comes Columbus Junction with 11:46 to go in the ballgame, trailing Sigourney Kira 28-50-28, first and 10 from their own 40-yard line. Colby under center, pitch out to number two, Ramirez. Ramirez strings the play out to the far side of the field, still on his feet, and finally met by a host of Cobras, but not before he picks up about 7 yards. I'll tell you what, if that flag is on us, I'm going to be upset because that whistle should have been blown long before that flag came in.
That's right. You hate to see something like that. We talk about eliminating mental mistakes, so you need to see a late hit or anything kind of like that going on over on their sideline. Covers had a chance to get him wrapped up in the backfield, but he ran through the arm tackle of 15, Avery Moore, that time. We'll come out and we'll see what the penalty is.
Yep, this is crap. I'm not going to go for that because that whistle, that kid was done. We had a bunch of that is a crap call. I'm going to be the first one to say it because that play should have been whistled dead long before they even gave the opportunity for that kid from Sigourney Kira to come in.
That's right. You know, unfortunate to see that no matter which way it is. You know, got to give respect over there on the sideline. So SK defense needs to tighten up a little bit here.
Yep, that's a first and 10 ball rests on the 38-yard line of Sigourney Kira. Here's Colby in the backfield, the keeper up the middle. Colby still on his feet, plows forward across the 30 and down at about the 27-yard line. It's going to bring up the first and 10 for the Wildcats of Columbus Junction.
Big pickup by Colby that time. We've seen he's a capable runner as well, so you've got to have that man accounted for on plays like that. And big pickup for Carter Colby and the Columbus Junction offense that time.
Shuttling some people in. In comes Noah Boonder. Off comes Cooper Griner on that defensive line. Cooper limping just a little bit. Colby in the shotgun. Ramirez in that I formation in the backfield. One person in motion. Here Colby rolling to the near side of the field. And there's a flag, absolutely. There's a hold. No doubt about it. That one's coming back 10 yards, folks.
That's right. Yes. We saw the offensive tackle there just wall him down from the backside. An obvious hold, easy call for the official to make on that one. So this one's coming back. At the same time, you know, we'd like to see them keep contained on that run the same time you roll it out and got across. But luckily for the Cobra defense, a break they need at this point.
Yeah, that's kind of a, I mean, that was a blatant hold there. They did get that call right. Unfortunately, I'm still a little fumed over the unsportsmanlike call over across the field. Not a good call. This is going to back them up 10 yards. It's going to bring up first and long for the Wildcats.
I don't know. In your eyes, Amos, that might be what you call a makeup call.
Well, it was, let me tell you. Yeah, they drug our defender, our defensive lineman, down to the ground. First and 22, balls on the 43-yard line. Colby under center. Here's a handoff to Ramirez up the middle, and he is met by a plethora of Cobras and brought down at around the 35-yard line.
Nice stop there by 18, Isaiah Hahn, getting in to make the stop from his cornerback spot. You know, getting a nice handle on Ramirez's run there. Still got second and 20, so Cobras holding their own.
Looks like Peyton Crawford is out for the time being. Getting looked at. Second and 20 for the Wildcats. Ball's on the 35-yard line. Two receivers to the far side of the field. Two backs in the backfield. Colby under center. Colby backpedals in a passing situation. Out to Mina. And Mina dropped immediately by number 54, Lane Boonder. Not to be fooled there. Great play by Lane Boonder.
That's right. Lane Boonder did a great job of reading that guy coming out there and making the play over here on the strong side of the field. They've seen those a couple times tonight, so nice to see them take that and really respond well and know what's coming.
So that brings up a third down and 19 for the Wildcats. Ball now rests on the 34-yard line. This would be a nice, nice stop for the Cobras. Wildcats going to send two receivers to the far side, two here to the near side, one lone back in the backfield with Colby. He backpedals in that shotgun, looking, being corralled, being chased by number 51, Tanner Boss, in his hands and finally brought down by number 54, Lane Boonder.
I tell you what, Tanner about had him back there, and he was able to break free, but Lane was right there to make the stop. So they've got fourth and a mile here. Great play, like we said, getting some pressure on Colby back there, and great job by the SK defense.
Absolutely. After that unsportsmanlike call across the way, the Cobras have stiffened things up. It might have made them just a little tick mad. So here it is, fourth and 22, Colby in the shotgun. Colby backpedals. He's being pressured again. Let's one fly downfield, in and out of the hands of a leaping number six, Denny Haynes. So the Cobras, with 8:41 to go here in the fourth quarter, leading 50-28, will take over on downs from the 37-yard line.
I tell you what, exactly the defensive possession SK was looking for to hopefully come down here and grind some clock and try to put this game out of reach. So, but a great time that, you know, they had plenty of chances to run the ball and did a great job of coming in. Ramirez, you know, getting him stopped and things like that, and even shutting down one of those big passing plays there. So great job reading a lot of their defense there.
Here come the Cobras in that single-wing formation. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's Griner, rolls back to pass. That guy open downfield. That's on. He's got it at the 45, the 35, and finally dropped down inside the 30-yard line of Columbus Junction. Well done. Once again, Griner to Hahn.
That's right, and he had it right there. We've seen that play once already, and Griner was able to come across and, you know, Griner's hurting out there a little bit, but he's doing a great job of getting right back out there with the play call. So hit his open man, and it was a big gain down what looks like right around there. Where are they, the 28-yard line?
Yeah, it looks like the 28-yard line. Griner must have taken a lick there. I see he's limping just a little bit. Not sure what happened. 8:25 to go here in the ball game. Come on, Luker. Hand off to Crawford here around the near side of the field. He's got the wheels a-churning. He's going to make her. He's going to take her to the zone. Peyton Crawford with 8:13 to go. Scores again. Strikes from 29 yards out. Crawford again. What we've seen him do all night. Gets out there and hits that edge and gets up there and is really able to make him pay. We got Griner coming off the field a little bit here. And we talked about this earlier tonight. The Cobras are a little bit thin at the quarterback position tonight.
Yes, they are. Not sure who's going this time for the Albert.
Here's the direct snap to Peyton Crawford around the far side of the field. Put your head down and go. And he gets
in for the two-point conversion. So with 8:13 to go here in the ballgame, Sigourney Kyoto now leading Columbus Junction 58-28. Not sure what happened there, Dano, with Greiner.
He's been taking hits all night. You know, we've seen him come up, and they decided to pull him off for that two-point conversion. He's being looked at over there on the sideline by the trainer. So, you know, great drive from the Cobra offense. Put them back up by 30 with 8 minutes left. We'll have to see what they come out defensively. Had a great position last time. Like to see them come out and do more of the same, Amos.
Absolutely. So, yeah, Greiner being looked at on the sideline. Not sure if it's an ankle or what, but here's the kick. It's away. It's going to be taken at about the 15-yard line by number two, Ramirez. Ramirez still on his feet, being chased, and finally knocked out of bounds at around the 44-yard line of Columbus Junction.
Right there, once again, giving Columbus Junction great field possession to start their drive. As we know now, Ramirez only needs one or two plays to get going, so just got to eliminate some of those mistakes here towards the end of the season.
8:06 to go here in the ballgame. Sigourney Kyoto leading 58-28 over Columbus Junction. Colby trots on with the play for Columbus Junction.
Looks like we got number six, Denny Haynes, over here, taking Greiner's spot on the defensive side of the ball.
Colby in the shotgun with the keeper around the far side of the field and still on his feet. And finally brought down, but not before he picks up about 8 yards, maybe call it nine. He's going to bring up second and short. Clock still moving, 7:50 to go here in the ballgame.
You know, nice pickup there coming across the middle and was able to shake a couple tackles and lose them. Covers need to do a better job of wrapping up and trying to catch him behind. No reason to give him those extra yards.
Second and one for the Wildcats. One receiver split over here to the far side. Here's Colby with a handoff to number 34, Fontes. And another flag comes flying in on the far side of the field.
Let's hope that was another late hit or something over there on that side. Usually what that call is, but you would hate to see another one of those calls being made at this point in the game.
Now, we face masked that time, so it was a personal foul on the Cobras.
We're really going to get in good field position here, Amos.
Yeah, I was going to march it down inside the 30-yard line. It's going to be spotted on about the 28, first and 10, 7:22 to go in the ballgame. Trainer still working on Greiner here on the sideline. Colby under center with Ramirez in the backfield. Here's a handoff to Ramirez. He kicks it out to the far side of the field and just wrote down there by one of those big SK linemen.
That was number 45, Peyton Crawford, coming across the middle, making a great stop on Ramirez. So making a great play in this field position. You know, we talk about talk about Peyton a lot on offense, but he's had really a great defensive night running around making tackles from his linebacker spot.
Now Greiner back up on his feet. Looks like he's going to be ready to go. Here's Colby in the shotgun. He is with the keeper again up the middle, and he's still on his feet. Good, tough running there by Colby. Gets down there dangerously close to the first down marker. He's going to bring up third down and short.
That's right, and just a nice pickup. We know Colby's a kid that's a pretty good size, so once he gets going downhill, I mean, he's one that's hard to stop. Got third and two here. Got to get across this 20 about the 22-yard line here to pick up the first.
You know, one receiver here to the near side, Colby. Back there with the handoff to Fuentes, and he's going to be knocked out short of the first down marker. Good penetration there by the SK defense.
I think that was number 15 over there, Avery Moore, with a nice tackle to stop him and even pick him up for a little bit of a loss in that play. They've got, it looks like, fourth and three there. So SK defense tightening up a little bit. I'd expect to see number two here with the football.
Yeah, two just the play off there. He jogged off the field on that last play. He is back in the ballgame, Ramirez. Fourth and about two for the Wildcats. They bring one receiver here to the near side. Lone back in the backfield is Ramirez right up the middle. He's got the ball, and he's got some running room. He crosses over the 20 and is going to have enough for the first down. Clock still running. Stops for the moment to move the chains.
Some nice, you know, tough running there by Ramirez, number two. Getting him a little bit of a stop, but still, in plays like that, he's been able to get just a few too many yards. I mean, especially in this zone, like to see that red zone D just tighten up here and make him go all four downs.
Yeah, we haven't talked much about Columbus Junction's front line, but they are some big boys.
That's right. They've got a lot of size.
Here's Colby in the shotgun. Back to pass. He tucks it in and runs, takes off running, and is met by a group of Cobras and wrestled to the ground there. I'm not sure if that was the Booner boys that brought him down. It was definitely Noah was involved in it. So was his older brother, Lane.
That's right.
15-54.
That's right. Great stop. And he was able to shake one eventually, but great stop by the Booner boys, the defensive line, making stepping up and making plays there again.
So that brings up second and eight for the Wildcats. They send three receivers out to the far side. Colby backpedaling now. Far side of the field, throws it downfield, and in and out of the hands of Ramirez. Going to bring up third down for the Wildcats, 5:19 to go here in the ballgame.
Right, the Wildcats stacked three receivers to the strong side of the field that time and rolled out to that same side and got Ramirez, had a chance to make the play, but just went right through his fingers.
Now, Griner did come back on defense, so that's a good sign. Not sure what, if he just kind of tweaked a little something or what happened. We'll find out here after the game.
That's right. And they're coming out in that same formation here, stacking those three receivers up to the strong side of the field.
Yeah, Colby in that shotgun. It's third and long. Here's the handoff. Handoff and to Ramirez, and he's brought down at the 15-yard line. Going to be stopped well short of the first down marker.
Ramirez came across in that jet sweep motion from his spot on the strong side of the field, and the SK defense was able to read it and sniff it out immediately. They've got fourth and about 8 yards to go here.
4:52 to go here in the ball game. Fourth and eight. Ball rests on the 15-yard line of Sigourney Kyoto, Columbus Junction. Here's Colby. Back pedals. Looking to pass, got a guy across the middle, and incomplete. Cobras take over on downs with 4:37 to go here in the game.
Tell you what, big stop by the SK defense there, Amos. Came out, and he had a guy with SK defense, got some pressure right up on him again, and kind of forced him to throw the ball a little bit earlier. Let's see, SK offense going to take over on downs. It's about 4 minutes and 30 seconds left here. Definitely enough time to put another one on the board.
For sure. Would be nice to see him put another one on.
Greiner's going to trot back out at quarterback.
Absolutely. We got Luker back out there in that spin back position along with number 22 Carson Crawford in there now. Oh, kind of a missed snap there, but Greiner handles it, and he's off and running, and he's finally brought down after a pickup of about 3 yards. Nice recovery there by Griner.
That's right. He just bobbled the snap a little bit, but is able to give the defense a little bit of hesitation and broke it outside for a nice 5-yard pickup.
Yeah, it picks up about five. It's a little hard from my vantage point to see what he did get, but made something out of nothing there.
So Peyton Crawford taking a little bit of a breather over here and got Carson in there to take some snaps here at the end of the game.
4 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Griner and Crawford, little Crawford in the backfield. Here's a handoff to Carson Crawford, and he's drugged down after a small pickup.
That's right, and he kind of got met at the line there, so going to make it back to the original line of scrimmage and make it about third and five here for the SK offense.
Third down and five, 3:38 to go here in the ballgame. Young Crawford trots off. The elder Crawford trots on. So Peyton Crawford back in the backfield along with Griner. 3:23 to go here in the ballgame. Here's a handoff to Peyton Crawford around the far side of the field. He's got a head of steam, and he's got a first down and then some. He's one of those guys that's just try to stop me kind of mentality. more than enough for a first down. Move the chains with 3:12 to go in the ball game.
That's right. Once he got going, he hit the hole hard and got outside for a nice pickup. They're going to have first and 10 from about the 35, 3 minutes and 12 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Yeah, great to see both the Crawford boys getting a little bit of action. We've seen the ball spread around quite a bit tonight.
We certainly have. It's always nice to see that here, trying to keep everybody healthy as we approach these last final few games of the regular season. You know, and fortunately for us, Dano, we've, other than Nate Sarin's broken leg, which is unfortunate, We for the most part, stayed healthy all season long.
That's right. And, the kid that played banged up, and number 9, Hernandez, looked like he had a helmet issue and just came off the field, did a little bit of official timeout, but that's came back, I know.
Here's Griner and Crawford up. Bobble snap again. Not sure who got on it. There's a fight for the ball. 2:47, 2:46 to go in the ball game, and they're going to say, had some young guys in the backfield there. 2:38 to go in the ball game, and Columbus Junction does recover on the 35-yard line. So our defense is going to have to come up here big once again and make a stop.
Unfortunately, Carson Crawford just bobbled the snap there a little bit, and wasn't able to get back on it. Columbus takes over and out.
Two receivers here to the near side. Colby backpedals in that shotgun formation, being chased by Boss, Tanner Boss, and heaves it downfield and caught by Mina at about the 25-yard line.
Tell you what, Colby was able to make something out of nothing there, had him way back and caught Mina, but looks like we got a little bit of a flag on the field there.
I will let him sort this one out, more than likely holding.
Ineligible receiver downfield. He got going a little bit off to the right there, and one of the linemen must have thought he was taking off for a run and got a little bit going down, so big break for the Cobras there.
Yeah, that reception was enough for a first down, but that he is negated. This will move him back to about the 39-yard line. It's going to be first and 15. Colby, number 15, their quarterback, he's kind of limping a little bit as well.
You've seen a lot of kids take a lot of big shots. Been a physical football game so far from both teams.
Yeah, it sure has. Junction splits one, two receivers to the far side. Here's a handoff to Ramirez around the far side of the field. Still on his feet, finally knocked up short of the first down marker. Going to mark him down at about the 31-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and about eight, call it seven.
That's right. So just nice pickup from Ramirez there, similar call, and they're right back out in the eye for him.
Here's Colby rolling to the near side of the field, looking downfield and in and out of the hands of Mina, number 5, Mina. Good coverage down there by Luke Griner on pass coverage on Mina.
That's right. If they haven't had a lot of success throwing to the strong side of the field, they're really that side of their formation all night.
So third and 7. For the Wildcats, here's Colby backpedals, got a guy across the middle, and wrapped up immediately there by Crawford. That's going to probably be very close. It is enough for a first down. Minute 54 to go here in the ball game.
Actually, I think that was Alex Schuster right there in the stop. Schuster's done a good job from his linebacker spots, flying around making some plays tonight.
Alex really come around well this year on the football field. Here's Colby back to pass again, looking downfield, and incomplete, intended receiver downfield, number 24, Bright.
He had a beat on him, but overthrew his receiver, Bright, just a little bit. But great coverage there by the Cobras. Had two men on him down there in the corner of the end zone.
Yeah, it looked like Avery Moore and Zach Mosel down deep defending.
Schuster is running back off for Denny Haynes.
Denny Haynes coming in, changing the defensive set just a little bit smaller set here. Two receivers to the far side. Here's Colby under center. Rolls out to the far side of the field. Looks downfield. Being pressured. Finally gets rid of it. But great play. Griner to stick his fingers in there and knock that away. Luke did a great job there defending that that receiver.
That's exactly how you write that up as a defensive backs coach. Came open and had a receiver, and Luke closed on the play, stuck his hand right, and was able to deflect the pass away right there on the sideline. great defensive play, and he had pressure too. Great defensive all around for the Cobras there.
Minute 37 to go. Cobras leading 58-28. Third and 10 for Columbus Junction. Pitch out here to the near side by Ramirez. Ramirez got some running room and scampers out of bounds inside the 20. He's going to be down at the 18. It's going to bring up fourth down and about six for the Wildcats.
You know, able to force another big fourth down here. Hopefully the Cobras get him stopped here and get the ball back. We'll see. We got about a minute 32 left in the game. Be interested to see what kind of play call they come out. Colby coming back on the field with the play call. Struggling a little bit. He's been banged up tonight, too, already.
Yeah. They're going to send two receivers to the far side and one here to the near side, along with a lone back in Fuentes. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by Columbus Junction. 1:32 to go, folks, in this ballgame. Sigourney Kiera leading comfortably 58-28. Dano, you got some more sponsorship for us?
You know, I think it, you know, with this amount of time left in the ball game, we'll take time to recognize one more of our sponsors. Gardner Collier is the one to go for most of the brilliant diamonds and colorful gemstones. No one does fashion rings, dazzling bridal sets, and bracelets like Gardner Collier Jewelry. They are the one to go to for all your jewelry needs. Located in the Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa and Quincy Place Mall in Ottumwa.
There you go, Dan. I'll tell you what, you got to get those names down. If you're gonna do the play-by-play, you got to be able to rattle that off.
Yeah, we don't got enough Dutch names over here for me to help you out with, so.
Gardner Collier Jewelry.
There we go.
So here come the Columbus Junction Wildcats after a timeout, four faced with a fourth and six. Ball on the 18-yard line of the Cobras. Minute 32 to go. Two receivers here to the near side and two to the far side. One more running on here at the last minute, number 32, Benitez. Now he's got a full set of 11 people. Colby with the quarterback keeper, and he's going to be drugged down well short of the first down. So the Cobras will take over on downs with a minute 25 to go here in the ball game. More than likely, we could probably just take a knee.
That's right. You would hope so. Cobra defense read that one all the way and was able to sniff it out. First and 10 for the Cobra offense with a minute and 25 seconds left.
Folks, we want to thank you all for listening in. I hope Coach Jay's parents out there and Creston were able to finally get us tuned in, and hope they enjoyed this broadcast. I know we had all kinds of different voices on tonight, but it gave me an opportunity to kind of sit back and watch a little bit of football as a parent and not having to watch each every play. It is a fumble. We do run a play to Jacob Wickenkamp. It looked like a little botched handoff there between Griner and Wickenkamp, but Wickenkamp jumps back on top of it. Minute 15, 14 to go here in the ballgame.
That's right. Just a little bit of a mishandled snap by Wickenkamp, and luckily they were able to get back on. Not a point on the field here for you going to be giving up the football.
Yeah, no kidding. We're under a minute to go. Griner and the younger Crawford in the backfield.
Looks like they're waiting for word to when to take the snap here. 48 seconds and counting.
Yep. Griner looking over at Coach Jay. Here's the snap. Hand off to the younger Crawford, number 22, Carson. He gets a nice gain. He's out across the 25 and dragged down around the 27-yard line. So it's going to bring up third down and short for the Cobras.
That's right.
Inside 20 seconds to go here in the ball game.
That's right. One more snap, and this one probably should be over. And a nice pickup by Carson there. It looks like they're going to let the clock run out. So, hey, great week. It's another great week of football for SK here.
Well, Dano, we wanted you to come down. You've kind of been their lucky charm every game you've been at. We've won, and I know next week we're going to travel up to State Center, Iowa, just outside of where you live there. So we're going to plan on you being there again and joining Micah and I either up in the box or in their stands. But next week we're going to travel over to State Center, Iowa to take on West Marshall in the final regular season game of the year. But the Cobras now stand at 5-1 in district play and solidly sitting in a position to end up second in this District 6 if they take care of business next week.
That's right. West Marshall been struggling a little bit this year, but at this point in the season, you know, you don't take anybody for granted. But great win for SK tonight, and hopefully we can see more of the same next week.
Absolutely. Great win for the Cobras. Great job by the coaching staff. Proud of our Cobras. Ladies and gentlemen, Micah Harmson and I will be back again next week from State Center, Iowa. Kickoff will be set for 7 p.m. Until then, for Dan Harmson and Micah Harmson, this is Amos Greiner saying good night.